to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
You want to talk about loneliness or share a prayer request tonight? Maybe even a word of testimony, what God's been doing in your life. Frank is in New York listening over WAWZ. Thanks for calling us, Frank.
Good evening, gentlepersons.
Evening, sir.
Anyway, I heard your topic about feeling alone, even alone in a crowd. And there are times when I feel alone in a crowd of one. And in my church, my pastor, Pastor Buzz Burbank, has stated on many occasions, I have taken drugs, I have imbibed in alcohol, I've had sex with women, but there's nothing like a good dose of Jesus Christ. And I was wondering if Jesus were alive today, if he would be listening to the Don and Mike Show.
Well, that's a great question. We, you know, bless you.
Thank you. I think
the reality is...
Do you smell your own farts?
I'm sorry, sir. We really can't, you know, have you using language like that on the air. And I, while we care about Frank and we pray for him, and certainly our hearts go out to him, and I'm grateful that he's involved in a church. And I want to encourage folks to pray for Frank and his own loneliness and the issues that he's dealing with in his own life. And most of all, that the Lord will be able to help him deal with some of the things that he needs to deal with.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Man, there's a lot of richy people up there. I gotta roll up that joint.
Well, with pepperdores like these, you can roll up any joint you want. But Harvard, gentlemen, is not just any joint. It's an institution.
Well, all I want to do is develop my herbal in a real lab and get some while I'm doing it.
Well, we have the finest botany department in the world and a quality of life like no other. Music, artists, and the women. So, does it sound tempting? Ivy League atmosphere? A place where you can really grow academically?
Shop with you. I'll fuck with you, too.
Is that good?
Yes, that's a yes.
Then we'll fox with each other.
I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. Nothing works here. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. Nothing works here. Nothing works here.
Obviously, I don't like this place.
What do you think Sabian can do? He can't do anything to stop this.
We're the stars in this pizza.
So find Sabian.
You are a great fan. Thank you so much. Anybody here never seen us before? Anybody? Couple of people. What I show is the memories of Elvis, and this is a tribute to the late king of rock and roll. You know, we're not here to make fun of Elvis or take his place or anything like that. We're just here to bring you back some memories.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night and didn't make it. And I don't know the words to it, so I can read it. If we give it up, just, you know, please forgive us.
So toast them in a 350-degree oven until you can just sort of smell the nuts. And then remove them from the oven and place them on a clean cloth. And notice when I rub the nuts with the cloth, the skins kind of just fall off. We're going to get the nuts as clean as possible. Every speck doesn't have to come off. But if you rub hard enough, most of the skin will pop right off the nut. This is a simple way to do a lot of nuts in a short period of time.
Congratulations. This is Max Barrett Jr., Jethro Bodine from Beverly Hillbillies. Just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
I want to do something meaningful with my life, Maury. I have deeper thoughts in my mind. The other day, I was thinking about volunteering to help teach underprivileged children to learn how to read. And just thinking about it was the most rewarding experience I've ever had.
Derek, I don't think you're cut out for that kind of thing.
I mean, maybe I could even have my own institute. We could call it the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read. Good.
Hi, Donovan.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Well, you don't know to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
And here they come. Oh, no. Some of the fine people putting out press releases for what you won. Go away, I hate them. Promise today we're not going to discuss the situation, but listen, don't put out press releases or talk to the press about stuff you don't know about.
Based on a true story.
Thank you.
It was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Wysocki and all the ships at sea. That's a tribute.
Okay.
That's a tribute. I was a huge fan. So funny, they will induce such a spasm in ye. Todd Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Thank you, Bob. And hello and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Monday, June 16th.
Right.
307, and you can call us from selected cities at 877-365-3636. Canada, well, maybe you'll get through. On the Canadian line, 800-636-1067. And
D.C.
202-432-1067. And let me just say, that is a wonderful blouse you're wearing.
Thank you.
My God,
hi,
what
Donna,
are you
Mike.
In today?
Handsome, okay. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Buzz Burbank here.
Now, you knew you were going to get a little...
I've worn it before, and I got it last time, so sure. Yeah, I knew I'd get it again.
Very nice blouse. We only mean the best, Buzz.
Is anyone listening?
I only care about it.
Hey, what happened?
Nice blouse, though.
Someone called for a doctor?
And there you go. That's...
Is that a long or a short sleeve?
Short sleeve.
Short sleeve.
Short sleeve.
Did you get that from the Cher collection? Did Bob Mackie make that for you?
You got to believe.
Are you wearing at least jeans with it?
Yes, I am. All right, yeah.
You going commando?
Of course.
Okay. You know, I was going to say that's too much information, but it's my fault.
You asked.
Because I asked
you. You asked. I'm honest.
And you answered.
Hey, it wouldn't be Monday if Buzz wasn't going commando wearing his black blouse.
And what is the fabric of that blouse?
I don't know. Something highly flammable, I'm sure.
It's not silk.
It's like a rayon.
Yeah,
perhaps.
It's like a rayon thing.
Is it velour?
No.
It looks very much like something...
If corduroy was shiny, that's what this would be.
Something that maybe Bernie Mac would be at home with if it was like in a jogging suit.
Yeah.
Space age polymer, Don. It'll last for years.
There you go. Unless you get it near a match.
Anyway,
then it'll go right up.
There is Buzz who looks great.
Thank you.
And sounds great. And here is our vow to you today. We're going to try to keep this vow on the show.
Yeah.
To just do the show. Huh. And not bog you down with the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Amen.
Okay?
Good.
However, like I said, really, the people of the network got to get their ass together.
Yeah, don't be going saying things you don't know about.
And it's always a good day when I turn my computer on and I get emails from people in this company, and the header of the email is, not for air.
Beware.
So you know that's a good day when you turn on the computer and you see like five emails and all of them, the heading on all of them...
Happy Monday.
It's not for air.
The week's begun.
Anyway, yeah, there's a guy... Bart Tesler from Westwood One,
mm-hmm.
who is stating that
our rant is partly shtick, and that we have a long-standing deal with Westwood One, and we're not going anywhere. And all we're going to say about that, and then the promise we're going to drop it, bring us a copy of it. We'd like to see it.
And we mean that from the bottom of our hearts.
Westwood One, you got a signed contract with us. Bring it and show it to us. We'll shut up.
Shada.
Shut up. So anyway,
shut up.
That's all we got to say about that. And the other thing is just for all of the industry sites and publications, I wish that even though I'm like the main speaker on the show, that Mike could get his name in as well. Because it says reports on the demise of Don and Mike's syndication deal generated by Don Geronimo himself. You know, Geronimo ranted at length last week. Listen, I'm not alone in this.
Where's that? What site is that from?
That's from All Access and also Radio Business Report.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, listen, I'm not like just doing it by myself when Mike is coming along for the ride.
No, we discuss these weighty issues when it comes to our career.
But anyway, Bart Tesler, who's the vice president of news for Westwood One. Who knew it was such a position?
I didn't know there was news.
Says,
I know there's news.
Says that the rant is partly shtick.
When did you have a conversation with Mr. Tesler?
Let me think. Never.
Ah, me neither.
Never. So if we have a long-standing deal and we're not going
He's not the big fat guy, though, is he?
Yeah, that is. That's
I thought that was Bart. Like Italian name.
No, I think it's the big fat guy.
More Italian name.
Anyway,
I don't remember it, Rob. It just had like an eye in it.
Anyway, that's it as far as that discussion goes today. And this can all be solved very simply. Our problems with Westwood One. If we have a long-standing deal, if we have a contract, we'll stop complaining. We'll stop wasting everybody's collective time.
Exactly.
Westwood One, show us the contract.
It's that simple.
If you have our signatures on a piece of paper, then we got nothing to say.
You go, girl.
That we will just shut up and not talk about it.
You go, girlfriend.
No, there you go. Now, that was 2 minutes out of the show, and that's
or
it.
Less.
That's the end.
Now, let's move on.
It's 3:12. Before we get into the issue, and man, I know Mike's got some weekend stuff. I got some weekend stuff. My wife's hard to please. I stopped a theft this weekend.
Wow. I love that. I can't wait for you to
Father's see. Day, less than a smashing success. All of that coming up. I would like to start, though, with, and I'm not trying to be a downer here, but I want to mention a guy that was a good friend of mine, as well as mine, Mike's, a guy who most of you probably either don't remember or have a tertiary knowledge of, a guy named Pete Wysocki, who played for a lot of years with the Redskins, and he was a guy who played on special teams for the Redskins, and he was a guy back before the salary cap when you know, if you had a team, you could have a guy, an extra guy, who you would pay the league minimum to, or maybe a little more,
right.
Who would, he was a linebacker, but really he would go down on kickoffs and just knock somebody's head off. And
crazy guy.
He was one of the first guys when Madden started doing games that Madden would draw circles around.
Yeah, look at this guy. Watch this guy, and they'd isolate him. And
he passed away over the weekend, and he suffered from Hodgkin's disease. And I had the pleasure, I got to know him 20 years ago, doing one of those just awful, embarrassing Redskins TV shows on a Saturday night where it was Pete Wysocki and myself and at that time, a little-known journalist named Tony Kornheiser, and we would tape it at a bar at Champions downtown, and Pete was a good guy and always was a straight shooter, and over the years, it was very, I don't want to say he was a close friend of mine or Mike's, but I think he was he was someone we would see out and about, and without a doubt,
there's always, you know, there's always going to be, if we bumped into each other, in my case, the last time I saw him, I probably talked to him for, you know, 45 minutes because he, I was actually, you know, it was right after you were going to do your motorcycle thing, and I was thinking about getting a motorcycle.
Oh, he was so into motorcycles.
And he, man, he just gave me a tutorial on motorcycles. And I really, this is one of the funniest guys, one of the most naturally funny guys that I've ever met.
just always could crack you up. And what's great is that he would bust the other players' chops, and it was so much fun to watch. And,
it was really the first guy. We've had lots of football players that we've been friends with and associates with, some closer than others. Guys like Dexter Manley was, I could honestly say, was a close friend of ours. Mark Rippon was a close friend of ours, still is. Chip Lowmiller, a lot of these guys you might remember from the Redskins of old. Pete was the one guy that really, more than any of those other guys, pulled back the curtain.
Yep.
And especially when I first did that Redskins TV show 20 years ago with him, would really just tell me what it was really like. Would just say, you know, this guy's a jerk. This guy's okay.
Mm-hmm.
This guy doesn't do what they say that they're supposed to do. This guy, you've got this guy all wrong. This guy's really a good guy and a decent guy. And I'll miss Pete a lot, even though I didn't see him a whole lot. It's one of those things that's sad. I just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge it because God knows whenever we needed a Redskin on our show, Pete was always the first to volunteer to come on and be on the show. And he did a lot of bits with us over the years. And
he was a guy that really, his career went in different directions. If he had really chosen to do the TV thing, I could have seen a guy like Pete Wysocki. Doing the NFL show on Fox. He had that kind of personality. He was just a lively, funny guy. I remember one time he was into cycling, not motorcycling, but actually bicycling, and he had his legs shaved.
We busted his balls about that on the air.
It was funny. He was just a funny guy. And
the last time I saw him was after he had gotten ill, and he had had to shave his head because of the therapy that he was going under, the radiation or whatever it was that he was going through.
Emo, probably. Right.
Emo. And even that, he was, self-deprecating about saying, look at this. And I remember what he said. He said, look at this. This is what you're going to look like someday. Hopefully you won't get sick, but someday, and he had this thing where he would just, such a beast of a man would just pick you up, and he actually put his arms around me and picked me up and grabbed my bald spot and said, someday, all this right here, this 4 inches that's bald, it'll all be like my head. Look at my head.
He had that mean streak, too, which was funny, because I used to always, like all football players, I always had to give him like a big slap on the back, and one time I did it like really hard, and he said, you like this? And he started putting me on the back. And I'm like a little girl just going, no, Pete, don't do that. Because he always was in great shape. He always kept himself in really good shape.
Yeah, and he was ahead of the curve on that. I mean, back in the day, he was one of these nuts about physical fitness. Back before there was such a thing as a physical trainer for a football team. And anyway, he was a guy I liked watching as a football player and then got to know as a guy. And
he got plugged into the community, too. He's one of the Redskins that actually really was all over this place. There are a lot of people that that know the name Pete Wysocki personally because of the amount of people that he came in contact with, and that's a shame. I know he gave it a good fight. I mean, he's that kind of guy. He's a tough guy. One of the real tough guys.
Just want to take a second out to say condolences to Pete and to his especially to his son, who was a great guy. Pete has he had the same benefit that I have with my son. That there's not a lot of age difference. I mean, I'm 44, my kid's 18. I think when Pete Wysocki's son Brandon was born, he was, I think, 20 or 21. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't that big gap between them, and they actually, when I would see them together, they'd be more like pals than father and son. Not to say that Pete wasn't a strict father figure. He was. It's one thing that I've always tried to emulate with my kid was that, wow, here's a grown-up guy, and he's got a grown-up son, and look how great they get along together. So anyway, condolences to the Wysocki family, and Pete was always a good friend off the air and certainly on the air. Anything we ever wanted from Pete.
One of the good guys, way too early for him to take off, but once again, our condolences go out to his family.
I agree. And, 20 years ago, Jesus, I was the last guy in the world that would have ever been selected to be on a Redskins show. It was before anything was irreverent at all having to do with sports. And he was great with me. He was absolutely great. He was honest, very honest with me, to the point of, I remember him saying before one of these shows that we did, it was maybe one of these things you do it on Saturday night, and we did it like at 5 o'clock, and they'd run it at like 11 o'clock on Saturday night before a game. He'd say, the Redskins suck. The coach is a moron. But when we get on the air, I'm not going to say any of that. When we get on the air, you're going to say that. And if you say that I told you that I'm going to say that, I'm going to deny it, and I'm going to beat your ass afterwards.
Yeah.
It was all said with you know, humor and...
Yeah. Right.
You know, he's one of those guys, and I wish I could say this about me. I can't, but he's one of those guys that would always remember people's names.
Mm-hmm.
When you would see him, he would always say, "How is Frida? How is Bart?" One time he met my late father-in-law, "How is Les?" You know, and I would be hard-pressed to remember beyond his son, who I would see once in a while, you know, the name of his wife. You know, he was just a really great guy. I wanted to just take a second out to acknowledge him, not because he was a football player, and he wasn't even a football player of note, unless you're a real fan of the game. He was
a Maryland fan, right? He was a big Maryland guy, wasn't he?
He went to Michigan.
Did he go to Michigan?
Yeah, he went to some...
I thought he was with Maryland.
Pissant school in Michigan he went
to. Okay, all right.
But he was just a great guy. It would just wouldn't feel right if we didn't say something about him today. Because he was a good friend of the show. And really the first guy, like I said, that opened my eyes to say, "Oh, wow. You know, all football players aren't what they appear to be."
Hmm.
And
now we don't have to do this again. I mean, you know, I mean, a friend of mine I had to mention last week, and now this, mm-hmm. Pete, and I just hope we go a while where we don't have to say this kind of stuff. It's sad.
Well, I got something. I'm not going to talk about it today because I don't have all the details, but there's a benefit for the guy who was my high school football coach, Andy Sidorek, but I guess I'll talk about it someday this week when I have more information that his wife's been calling him. They've been playing phone tag, but they talked to Lisa, and I don't know what his situation is, but you know, you realize how sports influence you. I mean, besides the hero worship that you have for these guys, this guy, Coach Sidorek, I've talked about him before at Magruder High School. I was no star athlete.
Well, you talk about him all the time.
I really was no great athlete in high school, but I tried out for the team, and he had a unique way of motivating, which was basically always telling me that I was a dummy. And he would, on purpose, mispronounce my name. My real name is Source. Everybody knows that. But he would constantly call me Sourcey. And like about the fifth time he did it, I said, "My name is Source." He said, and I remember this very distinctly, "You're playing like someone named Sourcey. When you play like I think you should play, I will call you Source." You know, and a lot of times I get, you know, I was always this guy on the team. "Well, that was a good practice. Except for Sourcey. So because of Sourcey, we're going to run another mile or whatever."
Old school.
And the famous thing that he did was, you know, I was the center of the football team at Magruder High School. And again, not a star athlete by any stretch of the imagination. I was just big enough to play.
Right.
And wanted to play. And once in practice, the quarterback, Jeff Hale, came up behind me and I farted. Right when he put
purpose.
Yeah, when he put his hands back there.
Come on now.
And he ran backwards. He went like, "Oh, what is this?" Now, meanwhile, the whole offense, we were still on our stances. He comes over and everybody's laughing and he says, "You think that's funny? Sourcey, do you think that's funny?" And I'm still on my stance and I turn around and the whole team is watching. I said, "Yeah, I do." And he kicked me in the ass with cleats. Now,
right.
in this day of you know, political correctness, I mean, you know, I'd run home to mommy and, you know, they'd sue the school and he'd be...
You know, they ought to have a few more guys do that, I think. Yeah.
But anyway, Andy Sidorek is also just a great guy. It was also so nice to me. Such a career builder this guy was. And he's in a situation and... Yeah, I'll find out what the event is and talk about it. I just wanted to mention that. And if his wife is listening, you know, please call back. I've only gotten one of the messages that you left, so call back and give us that information. Yeah, you know, there's only a few people that you meet in your life who really influence you, and he's one of the people that influenced me.
Wow.
And I was, by no stretch of the imagination, an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
God, I was the worst. I was really just the worst. But the fact that he gave me the chance to play and would keep me in there, even though a lot of times I didn't even know the plays. I mean, a lot of times they would, you know, this was back in the 70s, they had of the high school playbook that had like 100 plays in it.
Well, fortunately, centers in those days didn't have to pull quite as often.
No, and a lot of times...
the tackles or the guards.
A lot of times I would have to do something. I have no idea. I would just do my best to remember.
You just have to know whether it was a running or a passing play, and that would... I'll tell you, a center that shoots off the line during a passing play gets the coach pretty angry.
A lot of times, I just tried to remember the snap count. You know, that was, I would just be down and go,
on three.
Hey, it's on. What's it on? What's it on? Christ. God, I hope it's on two, because I'm going to put it in his hands on two. Anyway, he is a great guy. Yeah. And this thing with Wysocki made me think of Andy Sidorek.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, that's it. That's all I got on that.
Good night, everybody.
Now we can talk about our weekends. Oh, I do want to mention that hopefully tomorrow on the show we're going to be able to play strip trivia. Do you realize it's been, I don't know how long, like 4 or 5 months since we played?
It's been so long that we need some quality participants.
Well,
it's time for Don and Mike to play a favorite game.
We're ready.
Frontal Radio.
Oh, now we got big money too.
Trivia. Trivia.
Yeah, that's right.
The deal
is this: want to play strip trivia? Love to do it tomorrow. If not tomorrow, maybe do it Wednesday. We got $1,000 for first place, $500 for second place.
Oh yeah.
And what seems to work now with getting contestants is we want couples. We don't care if you're married or if you're living together, but it's got to be a guy and it's got to be a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And the deal is, if the guy gets the question wrong, the girl takes an article of clothing off. And right. If the girl gets something wrong, the guy takes the article of clothing off.
We did this once before. It worked just about as well as any strip trivia had ever worked. We love this format.
This is one of the games that we just love doing.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think people like listening to it as well.
So any kind of couple, we accept... fiancés,
yes,
live-ins,
shacking up together, you know, even if you're not living together, but, you know, like you're committed.
A serious boyfriend and girlfriend type.
As committed as you should be, or you want to be.
You want to be committed?
Call us. Call us, phone number 877-365-3636. We'll take the first 5 or 6 couples. Just know you got to come down tomorrow. We'd love to do it tomorrow. Right. First prize, $1,000. Second prize, $500.
Wow.
And third prize will be... one of the new iPods from Apple.
Wow.
Because we're giving those away on...
that means only two people are really going to get stiffed, and even they will get prizes.
No, yeah, they're going to get, like, HBO stuff.
Cool.
But, yeah, we're giving away iPods this week as well. Apple's revolutionary iTunes music store is here. You download great music for 99 cents. Take the music with you anywhere with a super slim new iPod.
Yeah.
And that is from Apple. We'll be giving those away all week. Give away one of those. So if you want to play... And we're not even going to take the calls on the air this time. Because it just slows the show down.
Hmm.
If you want to play, call Charles, Lisa, Jordan, one of them.
Jill. Still get the celebrities they most resemble, though.
We'll take your calls. Okay, let's go to the phones, and then we're going to dive into the weekend. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, how about gay couples?
Okay, we'll take one, okay?
One lesbian couple.
Yeah, that's better.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hey, what about gay couples?
Yeah, not participating. Just
no, now. I just won't see gay couples.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Owen, listen, hold on. Let me just tell you one other thing. I've put in the request, and I don't know if they're going to follow through on this, but I've put in the request to have the people who come down to play, they'll have the option of either having a picture taken of their face or a picture of their bodies from the neck down with their clothes on,
mm-hmm.
and we can put that on WJFK.com.
Very good.
So you can actually, for once... see the people.
Check them out.
Of course, I've told Mike everything around here. Oh, the web guy's on vacation this week.
Huh.
But they're going to work on it.
Very good.
So, you know, it's our goal to actually let you try to see part of what's going on. Not all of it,
yeah.
But part
My
of it.
My God, do I hear some breathing on this phone.
Yes, hello. What can we do for you?
Oh, hi, guys. I was just waiting, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Are you a big man?
Yes.
I'm going to just interrupt you again. It's one of my best traits. That's something I wish people wouldn't say, not only on our show, but which is what you call any radio show. I appreciate you taking the call. I mean, I know you mean it in the nicest way, but we're here to take calls. Every disc jockey's here to take calls.
What we do.
So well, you don't have to, don't worry about it.
Okay, well, thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
I'd just like to say the show in Baltimore prior to your show.
Yeah.
Somebody called in and started dogging your show at the end of theirs, And they made a valiant point of telling the guy to basically go to hell and that you are the number one rated show in Baltimore. And I think that they're a great lead-in.
I listened to them today on my way back from the beach. Right, the Out to Lunch show. I agree.
Right. Yeah. If there is any way that you guys are going to leave Baltimore, I personally will pay you $12.50 a week.
Well, listen, we're not going to get into I appreciate that. We're not going to get into that anymore on the air. Like everything, like all the emails they sent me, everything is not for air. I only commented today because the company is commenting.
Yeah, there's a guy at the company that made a statement that is false.
To some industry publications that are just wrong.
And that's fine, but I will pay you $12.50 if it's keeping you on the air in Baltimore.
Don't worry.
I love you guys. Keep it up.
And I got to check that show out because you've said good things about it.
Bill and Thrill.
Yeah. Bill and Thrill.
They're good. They are
very good, and they love your show.
And well, likewise. I would say I love them. I don't know them well enough, but when I listen to them, to what I listen to on the way back from the beach.
You're not into them sexually or anything like that.
Not yet. Not yet. Yeah, right. Thank you, Buzz.
Maybe we'll see a picture. Make
not yet.
A time.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I love them.
Oops. Hello. Now I got to wait for the phones to reset. Well, I know what it is. They're taking a strip trivia call.
Right. And I just said not to do
that. We're not doing them on the air.
Listen, anybody, last week we were complaining about Infinity Synergy. I think I called it Insynergy last week.
Right.
But it really last night...
In synergism.
It reached a peak. If you were among the 10 people that were watching the NBA Finals last night, I was among those. The teams suck. The cities are really no good. New Jersey and San Antonio. But I watch it. I watch it because I'm a basketball fan. I like sports, and it was exciting. And some level, see David Robinson and Tim Duncan, the great players. Well, here's what they did. Here's how ABC / Disney effed it up. It's halftime of Game 6, and if the Spurs win, they win the championship. So you would think at halftime, you at least want a little analysis. You want to say, well, New Jersey has played well in the first quarter and pushed this to Game 7. You know all the usual jock stuff they do at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what they did. Now, I want you to count the number of synergistic moves, and then when you hear the last one, you're going to be blown away.
Right.
They got ABC plugs ESPN because they have Mike Tirico on. They say, doing a halftime show is Mike Tirico from ESPN.
ESPN's Mike Tirico.
Joining Mike Tirico from ESPN will be Joel Siegel from Good Morning America. On ABC, with Mike Tirico from ESPN, Joel Siegel from Good Morning America will be giving us a preview of the summertime movie Blockbusters. Well, all of this is happening. I'm saying, what does this have to do with the finals, when suddenly the last piece of the puzzle came clear. And it's Mike Tirico from ESPN sitting with Joel Siegel from ABC, both owned by Disney. And what they proceeded to do was play on the network, not during a commercial break, but during the halftime show, a 5-minute ad for the Disney movie Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, my God.
The Caribbean, however you pronounce it. And I'm watching out of my mind. I'm thinking they're wondering why they have the lowest rated NBA finals of all time.
Yeah, they're gunking it up with all this crap.
I don't think it's because the teams suck or because it's low scoring. I think it's because if you watch the game, and I know they're done now, but bear with me because I know that you'll be able to even follow this. There's so much junk on the screen. Everybody's used to junk on the screen. But you know the NBA games by the scorer's table where they have those big, gigantic billboards?
Yeah.
Well, for the finals, those big billboards are even bigger. So as you're watching the game on TV, the little box with the score and like the 24-second clock is a little tiny speck in the lower left-hand corner. But you can see, literally, 5 times bigger the ad for Jim Rome show on ESPN.
Sure.
Or the ad for the Disney movie. Or the ad for According to Jim.
There it is.
Or the ad for My Wife and Kids. Or the ad for
the PGA on ABC.
So they're just slamming you with
it. It's nuts. It's friggin' nuts. They say it's synergy, but I'm telling you, it ruined the experience last night. That I even, to some extent, understand and will accept the, okay, it's ABC, which owns ESPN, and it's Disney. But they come on at halftime of the sixth game of the NBA Finals.
Well, they make it sound like it's not a commercial, too. They make it seem like it's really broadcast.
They said, here to join us now to talk about the summer. Now, keep in mind, it's game six.
Yeah.
It's game six. New Jersey is winning game six. Here to talk about the summer blockbusters.
And I'm sure he had a lot of bad things to say about it.
Is Joel Siegel. No, he didn't even say anything. He said, here's what Joel Siegel said. He said, well, this summer there it's going to be, he doesn't talk like that, but for the purposes of this he does. Right. He said, this summer we're going to see movies from some of your favorite Hollywood stars, Harrison Ford, Will Smith, Tom Cruise, a big green mouthing fella.
The thing is that Mike Tirico and Joel Siegel are also wearing mouse ears.
And one very special movie that's going to be out very soon that we're pretty proud of, Pirates of the Caribbean. And then take it to a five-minute commercial for this movie. Yeah. And while it's playing, the ABC logo's in the corner. And then the commercial ends, the five-minute commercial for the movie during halftime of a basketball game in the context of the halftime show ends, and they say, thanks, Joel, for telling us about the movies. We'll be right back from the SBC Center in San Antonio. And they go to commercial.
Nothing about the game.
No.
And it's not really a sports cast.
Wow. And the first commercial was a commercial for that faggot horse movie, Seabiscuit. But at least that was a commercial that I'm guessing was paid for, since the logo...
That's another company.
That the logo at the beginning said Universal.
It's hard to keep track of how many companies Disney, fall under the Disney umbrella.
Another thing is, they're wondering why it has the lowest ratings of any NBA Finals in history. It's like the lowest in 32 years. And I got to think that's part of it, that you're watching it, and there are all kinds of questions, at least going through my mind. Can New Jersey come back?
Right.
Are they going to put the Dikembe Mutombo in the game?
They need to do what baseball's starting to do now. More fighting.
Well, and that's not bad, Mike.
I like some fighting in baseball. It's a weekend of fights in baseball.
It's not bad, but anybody else that watched that last night, you had to be thinking the same thing.
You know, Bobby Valentine on SportsCenter, the aforementioned, ESPN, ABC umbrella,
right.
He said they got to do it like hockey now. When you get a pitcher that throws at a batter and a batter wants to fight, the umpires just let them, stand there and duke it out like they do in hockey before one guy takes the advantage, and then that would be funny. You know, you throw at a guy's head, the guy comes out halfway between and they both go at it. It'd be fantastic.
Anyway, it just sucks on ice. Yeah. Just sucks on ice.
Well, kind of a boring couple of teams, too.
Yeah, but even with that, even though there are a couple of boring teams, and I'll give you that, and they're low scoring and not really exciting, please, at halftime, don't make me watch a commercial. I mean,
if you had two national champions, both from New Jersey, it would have been incredible.
I watched
the Nets and the Devils. I'm going to start watching curling.
They showed the big sign outside the arena. They know the arena of champions in New Jersey. I guess we're going to have to take that sign down now. The point is, I don't mind commercials because I understand they pay the rent. But don't put a commercial on at halftime of a basketball game.
Right.
And put it as entertainment as, like, it's, it's our gift to you. So, anyway, I'm glad I said that, because that really, yeah. I was so out of my mind mad last night.
Too much ABC.
Just watching it going, what's this? And they come back, and literally, they had 1 minute when they came back from all the commercials to just say, here's the halftime stats. Boy, both teams are shooting like crap. Well, we got to play commercials. We'll come right back with second half.
Well, there are executives at Disney that are just nuts to squeeze every drop out of it they can.
Right.
Mr. Reisner, this is Smith.
That is Smith. How are you?
Mr. Reisner, I have
not getting enough promotional mentions. I want ABC product on every single one of those billboards. Do you understand me?
Mr. Reisner, we had a slight problem with the game tonight. Someone tripped over the 20-foot-high, according to Jim, banner hanging in the corner, obstructing the view of the court.
give them a free Mickey Mouse doll, tickets to any exhibition game for next year's NBA season, and make sure when you do the halftime statistics, you have Tinkerbell flying around the stats.
Smith out.
Thanks, Smith. You're doing good work. Well, my name's not Michael Eisner. Well, it's great if you got the NBA line.
Mr. Eisner, Smith here.
Yes, Smith, go ahead. What's your latest report?
The good news is that tonight at halftime of the NBA Finals, we've managed to get Joel Siegel from Good Morning America, and it's really just a...
Did you pay him the $1,000 we were going to pay him to make the Pirates of the Caribbean the number one movie this summer?
Even better, Mr. Eisner. He did it for free.
He did it for free. That's my favorite part.
He did it for free. And tonight there will be a five-minute commercial on during halftime of the basketball game that, Mr. Eisner,
yes.
we are not paying for.
That's fantastic. That'll give us enough money to save, to hand out the cardboard Pirates hats during halftime. Good work. Good work, Smith.
Oh, and Mr. Eisner, Mike Tirico wants his pay, his $62.50 in one lump sum. He doesn't like being paid in installment payments. Smith, over.
Smith, fire him. Get right on it.
Done.
Give him a pirate hat to wear before you fire him. I'm Smith. You're Smith. I'm Eisner.
Smith and Eisner.
Okay. That's it. Now now on to the weekend. Oh, what a weekend. For both of us, right?
Oh, yeah.
We got plenty to go on today. Phone number 877-365-3636. We'll start.
Yeah.
Oh, Bud.
Oh, yeah. Have a plate.
Come on,
get the petri dish.
Good chance to turn it around on me now, Buzz.
Use my plate, Don.
Ah. So here's what you got to do, Buzz.
Yeah. Do one of these?
See, what you don't do is you
got to... I never quite get that much. About a
punch. Oh, I hear that.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Right there, right in the community trash can.
You better hope and pray you don't discard a paper you need later in the show.
Ah, that's all right, Robbie.
It's going to come out soggy.
Came out of me. See, Buzz, there was your chance right there to jump, because we jumped on you.
I only have so much in me.
What do we got?
That's all I can do.
Come on. Come on, Buzz, jump on me.
What, you got a little phlegm there?
That's all he's going to muster.
I'm not a mean guy.
He's wearing a woman's blouse.
Yeah. What do you want?
How can he get muster any more than that?
Exactly.
He's not wearing underpants.
Oh, man. Call now for the secret sound. You're shot of $1,000, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come on, Pebbles. You too, Dino. Daddy's speaking on the radio.
The Don and Mike Show. It's where opinions are like cowboy hats. The Don and Mike Show. Slap nuts funny.
Oops.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, thank you, Dude Walker. At 3:52, I'll tell you who we have thus far. Allegedly, for strip trivia tomorrow.
That's alleged.
$1,000, first prize. $500, second prize. Third prize gets the Apple iPod. Steve, who says he looks like... I totally don't believe this. Steve says he looks like Bruce Willis. His wife, Angela, looks like Demi Moore. That's like a Hollywood couple.
Yeah, and it sounds a little
hinky.
You will be the judges of that.
Mike, who says he looks like, we get this at least once every time, Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt or Tom Cruise.
His girlfriend, Betty, says she looks like Helen Hunt.
Oh, Betty. Yeah.
Here's what I believe. David says he looks like Andre Agassi.
Okay.
That I believe. Amy says she looks like Michelle Pfeiffer.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron says he looks like Michael Shanks. Shanks for the memories.
Shanks.
A guy from Stargate. And Jen looks like a brunette, Gillian Anderson.
Interesting.
So those are the four couples we have thus far.
Very good.
If you want to play tomorrow when we're done with the contest here, call Charlie, call Joe, call Lisa at 877-365-3636.
Oh, with that quick response, looks like maybe we'll be playing strip trivia tomorrow.
I sure do hope so. Time now for a caller number 100, and let's see. I'm okay right there, that one. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hi, am I caller 100?
Yes, you are, darling. And what is your name?
Kara Haley.
Kara, where are you from?
I am from Port Tobacco, Maryland.
Beautiful. Okay, here you go. You've won tickets to see Journey, REO Speedwagon, and Styx. It's Mullet Fest.
Yay!
2003 with Journey, REO Speedwagon, Styx, July 23, MCI Center. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster and at the MCI box office. Plus, you won the Game Freedom Pass. Now, you're going to like this because you get unlimited video game rentals for a month with no extended viewing fees from Blockbuster. Take it from me. The first one you want to get is the Matrix game.
Okay.
That's the first one you want to play that game. Yeah, you'll
understand
it. I'm telling you, it's so lifelike. Jada Pinkett Smith is the star of it.
Mm-hmm.
It is so lifelike. And as confusing as The Matrix is, and especially The Matrix Reloaded.
Is the game easier?
Not really, but it doesn't matter. Because
you just beat people up and run around?
You go around corners and they're there and you climb up the walls and you shoot them and you clone yourself and there's like 8,000 Agent Andersons coming at you. Anyway, this is from Blockbuster. Everybody else, go to Blockbuster and get one of these Game Freedom Passes for $19.99 plus tax. Get unlimited game rentals for 30 days with no extended viewing fees from Blockbuster. Now you'll play for $1,000 with a secret sound. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now we have no clues because this is a brand new sound and the jackpot is $1,000. So you're on your own. Good luck. We'll play the sound for you. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Snoop Dogg.
Oh. Ah, Snoop! Hey, Mike. Suck me. Remember that Snoop's greeting.
That's right.
And Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
Suck me. Just in case Bart Tussler from Westwood One is listening right now, that'd be the greeting for him as well. Suck me.
This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers. Now back to the G's. Suck me.
Yeah. 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 For $1,000, what is it?
Maybe it's the sound of Rabe's zipper being pulled down.
Nice. Hold on.
Wow.
Listen to that again. Let's hear Sexy Rob.
I agree.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, we're sorry.
Thank you, though. Aww. And don't forget, every guest is
a clue for you.
Thank you,
honey. Okay, on to the show. Ooh, my head's swimming.
Really. You did yourself a little face rake there.
Yeah, I mean, my head is... Made a promise. We'll move on with the show, and we will. I won't bore you with it today. It's because the guy from the network is talking out of his ass to save face with the affiliates.
Mm. You have to expect that.
Yeah.
Or maybe you don't.
I don't know. Anyway, all I know is they're making us look like schmucks in the industry.
I know. Well, is that anything unusual?
No, I guess not.
It's the way they do biz.
I guess not. All of you affiliates should know, though, you're being told something that's not true. Okay. Anyway, the weekend. Here you go. Big Father's Day weekend. Okay. Not that I'm looking forward to any kind of a grandiose celebration, because as we all know, Father's Day is not nearly as important as Mother's Day.
No, I believe Mother's Day is the really big holiday in most households.
Sure. And Father's Day is the one that's just thrown in because it's, the guy with the sperm. Yeah, right. Yeah, the guy who incidentally made it all happen.
I'm happy if I get a call, and I got a call. And that's all I got with my situation being the way it is. I was happy about that.
Well, I don't want to say that I had a bad Father's Day because I didn't. Actually, I had a wonderful weekend. Thank God I didn't believe the weather forecast. On Friday, they were saying, we're getting this torrential rain. They're saying the weekend, a chance of heavy storms and rain. And even from here in D.C., like Ocean City, 3 hours away, they're saying the weather's going to be awful.
They don't know.
So I called my wife up on Friday night and I said, maybe you guys should come back because they're saying the weather's going to suck. She said, no, come to the beach. So I got up early Saturday morning and get to the beach. Lo and behold, sunny.
This was a glorious day on Saturday.
Yeah. Sunny and 85. Yesterday, just as nice, breathtaking weather. I'm out on the beach. I'm having a great time, a very tranquil time. My wife is a piece of work, though. And I mentioned this last week about the communications problems that occasionally arise, as they do in all marriages. But I want to tell you now why she's a piece of work. It's always something. It used to be, well, we don't go on walks together. Well, that I'm not a walking type guy.
Right.
We've never gone on walks together. Then for the longest time, it was, well, you should go on a walk with me because I'm concerned about your health. I'm concerned about your health. Well, I'm proud to tell you that it's been over 7 months that I've been on this plan of diet and exercise. I've lost 61 pounds. I'm down to 209. Look at me. I'm still fat, but I'm not, you know, like fat like I was. I work out all the time. As a matter of fact, on Saturday, here's what started it. I arrived at the beach, spent about 4 hours on the beach. Then I said to her, oh, you know what? I got to go to Gold's Gym because I got to go do my running. Because I run 2 miles and then I walk another mile. And I run 2 miles in about 24 minutes now. And, you know, for a lot of you laugh at that, say that's a slow old man pace. But for me, I'm busting ass to do a 12-minute mile. So I do a couple of 12-minute miles, and I just, like, do the cool-down thing. So I get a nice 40-minute aerobic workout, and I arrive back after going to Gold's Gym on Saturday, and I'm covered with sweat, and I'm feeling good because I've exercised, and, you know, I've lost all this weight. And she says to me, we're sitting back on the beach, and she says, so what do you want to do about dinner? I said, up to you. I believe my quote was, I don't give an ass. You know, and I didn't mean that. It was like flip.
You didn't mean that in a bad way.
No. I just said, I don't give an ass.
All right. That's the standard response when you don't want to do something. I don't give an ass.
She said, well, then I know what we can do. Let's ride our bikes
right
to a restaurant, you know, down the road. And I said, no, I don't want to ride my bike to the restaurant. She's like, why? You know, it's always something with my wife. I said, because I just don't want to ride my bike to the restaurant. She said, well, all I've heard the whole time that I've known you is how much, when you were a kid, you loved your bike. And I said, yes, I did love my bike until I was old enough to get a car. You know, I loved my bike when I was a kid because...
Well, and you just got done exercising, right?
Yeah, and that was my whole point.
Just chill out.
And she said, well... You're not doing it for exercise, you're doing it for fun. And I said, well, I don't want to do it for fun. That I've just done, you know, I said to her, at one point I said, you're a really hard woman to please, that I'm doing everything I possibly can, and a lot of it for my betterment, but, you know, I've lost this weight, I'm working my ass off, I go to the doctor says I'm fine, my cholesterol fine, my heart's fine, my,
blood pressure?
Yeah, blood pressure, thank you.
Your BP's okay?
Slightly elevated, but it's okay. You know, I attribute that to her, the fact that my blood pressure's a little high.
Well, and maybe here.
But generally speaking, yeah, maybe more here than there. Generally speaking, I'm especially compared to a year ago, I'm doing great. I said... Look, if it was a year ago, you'd be elated that I've lost 61 pounds and that I eat correctly now and that I'm very compulsive about working out. I said, I just don't want to go on a bike ride to dinner. So we agreed to disagree. Later in the day, and this is where it gets interesting, just out of spite, I took the bike out later. Just by myself.
Just to say, ha-ha.
Yeah. And came back home, and we got back, you know, we got a place at the beach, left it in front of the house, and walked inside. And I was up on the deck, and I looked over the deck, and I see a kid about 15. And I see him, now I'm looking right down from the deck, and I can see, right in front of my house, there's a kid, he's looking at my bike, and he... kicks up the kickstand, like looking around everywhere, starts to walk away with it. And I'm leaning over the deck and I go, hey, yo! You know, I can't whistle like Mike. That, what's that great whistle? You can do that. Right. I do that faggy thing like, I go, hey, yo, up here. Hey, Bill and Ted, what are you doing down there?
And he's ripping your bike off.
And he says, I'm just looking at this bike. I said, it's my bike. He said, it's a nice bike. I said, put it back. And at that point, he's actually trying to get on the bicycle and ride it away.
Wow.
So I go barreling down. I'm on the second floor. I go barreling down to the first floor. And by this time, the kid is halfway down the street. He's about to make a left-hand turn at the light post. And now this is where... hello, as I said to my wife later, it's a good thing that I run 2 miles a day. And I'm
You're able to catch him.
So
you are fleet of foot.
I'm running after this kid, and I said, you better put that bike down, because I swear to God, and I'm running down, the neighbors are looking at me like I'm nuts, but I swear to you, I'm screaming at this kid, I'm going to beat your ass. Look at me. I'm going to beat your ass. I don't care how old I am or how young you are. I'm going to beat your ass. I want my bike. So we got to the point where he turned the corner.
Right.
And the bike was in first gear. So the kid is moving his legs as fast as he possibly can. But because the bike's in first gear, he's going like 1 inch a sec.
Right.
It's like he's pedaling as fast as he can, but he doesn't know how to work the gears, so the bike is going nowhere. And I'm catching up to him. And I said, and I, at this point, I had my car keys in my hand. I said, I could have come past and gotten you in my car, but I'd rather do it on foot. I want my bike. I'm going to beat your ass. Now, of course, I don't know what's going to happen if I catch this kid.
Right.
Is he
struggling to get away?
Yeah. And as the space between us got smaller, I guess the intimidation... Well, the big light says we're off the air. Are we back on the air?
Yeah, we're off.
What the hell's going on?
We're off the air? Nothing on my air monitor.
We're off the
air. Now it's coming back.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back on now.
We're back on now.
There we go.
Great.
Sorry about that. We had a little technical problem.
So anyway, I'm running past this kid, and finally I catch him.
Uh-huh.
And I don't even really catch him. He's 10 feet ahead of me. He just kind of drops the bike and takes off. And there are people who have now come out on their balconies to look
to see, watch the show.
To watch the crazy man that, you know, because I was screaming.
Crazy man.
I was screaming at this kid, I'm going to beat your effing ass. I was screaming. I said, and I realized I sound like a kid. I'm saying, you stole my bike.
I want my bike back.
It's my bike.
Right.
So anyway, I get the bike, and I'm all proud. It's like, yeah, I'm looking up at the people.
I'm bad.
Up on the balconies. I'm looking at the people who are looking at me. And I'm looking at them like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we bad.
And then I got a little swagger going, yeah, I got my bicycle back. That's right. Got my bike. Bring it home. Put it in the shed.
I'm a bad man.
Lock it up. Go inside and say to my wife, hey, baby. I'm all out of breath and stuff. I go, that's what I just did. I'm in such great shape. There's a kid who's trying to steal the bike from right out front. You know what? I caught him.
Tough guy.
He was on the bike. I ran 3 blocks. I caught him. He dropped it. I got it back. She says to me, that wouldn't have happened if you had gone on a bike ride with me.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. You know, you can't win.
That's no win.
You can't win. But that was a nice moment on the weekend. It's nice, you know, to get a little justice in the world.
Sure. Which is harder to please, your wife, or which is harder to do, I should say? Please your wife or get light bulbs changed in here?
Oh, get light bulbs changed in here.
No doubt about it.
And then Sunday, which was Father's Day, was actually a very nice day. My wife allowed me to have sex with her.
That's a good thing.
On Sunday. And I did have a great line on Sunday, as because I had been badgering her on Saturday for sex. Because, you know, I'm down by the beach, and I mean, there's other women down there, and there's my wife, like, wearing the tops, and, you know, and, like, she's pulling the straps down.
Yeah.
And what it is, it's an invitation. What she's doing, she's advertising the fact that she's a handsome woman, and she's advertising that she's laying there in front of me. And so all day I'm just thinking about boning her. And when we got back to the place, our son wasn't there, and I said, how about it? And she said, no, I'm all sandy and gritty. I don't want to now. I said, oh, come on.
That's sexy in its own little way.
I said, I don't care, but you know, she got this thing. She didn't want the sheets to get all sandy. I said, okay. She said, you'll wait till later.
Sandy sheets.
Hey, everybody, Sandy Sheets with you. She was right. She said, you'll wait till later, and she's right. And later that night, I asked, and once again, it was, no, not now. I'm doing the laundry now. Not, you know. And I was doing that thing where I walk by her, and I touch her, and she said, stop that. Stop feeling me up. Later. I'm telling you, later, later. So anyway, Sunday, Father's Day morning, I come downstairs, and she could not have been nicer. She said, get upstairs, and well, I don't want to be terribly graphic here, but we started, and she said, oh, no, go slower, and I said to her, direct quote, I'm sure if she calls in, she'll say this, I swear to God, I said, it's my day, we're doing it my way today.
I'm going as fast as I want.
And I did, and I went. So I was like a flash.
It was like a rodeo ride. Super speed. 8 seconds. Super speed.
It was done, and I said, thanks. And then she just...
Good night.
She rolled, you know, she rolled off me, and she said, I can't believe you said that. I said, what? She said, it's your day. I said, it is my day. It is my day. I wanted to have sex, and I didn't want to go slow. It's my day. I'm the dad. It's Father's Day.
Right.
Sandy Sheets with you. Stay tuned for the Flash Flood Show.
Flash Flood in the F-tones.
So what's nice is that then we had a nice time with the family where I got some very nice cards. Very nice sentiment from my wife and my son, and got a nice George Foreman grill
for
outside. Yeah. She hates the Packer thing that I bought, and got a nice humidor for my cigars.
What's that like?
For my kid. The George Foreman grill for outside?
No, just getting presents on Father's Day.
It's great.
Oh, okay.
It's very nice.
All right.
Then they said, what do you want to do? And I said, well, look outside. It's 85 degrees. We're oceanfront. I want to go to the beach.
The beach!
My wife said, I don't really want to go to the beach. My son said, I want to either sleep or go to the movies. And I said, okay, well, then I guess I'll go to the beach. So I went to the beach and had like 5 hours of glorious solitude, which for me was...
Wore your mirrored sunglasses to enjoy the sights.
Oh, no need, being as my wife wasn't there. I had regular.
Regularly.
Regular sunglasses on. But the weather's not that nice yet where you get the hot girls out there.
Yeah, it's got to be kind of steamy.
You had a bunch of, like, the piggy families were out there yesterday.
Yeah, squeezing each other's zits and stuff.
Oh, they all the big... You know, it's always a skinny guy with a big, like, gigantic 400-pound woman. And she got the little piglet there, and it's just... It's gross. The whole beach thing is gross. So I get back home. And we're going to go to dinner, and we're going to take Big Frida with us. Because it's, you know, the first Father's Day since Les passed away. And, what are you looking for?
I like her. Where is
it? Hold on. Rob's trying to find. There you go.
Hi, this is Don's mother-in-law, Big Frida.
And she could be nicer. And we're going to go to my favorite place in Ocean City, Tequila Mockingbird. And Bart all day had been saying to me, he'd even said the day before Father's Day, hey, Dad, do I really have to stay? Because all of his friends had left from Beach Week, and his girlfriend had left because she had to go back home to be with her dad on Father's Day. And he had said to me on Saturday, hey, do you mind if I go back home? And I said, no, I don't care. And then I went downstairs.
But you did care.
Yeah, I did. And I went downstairs and complained to my wife about it. And then she came up and she guilted him into it. Dad, I didn't know you really wanted me to stay. If you wanted me to stay, I'll stay. I said, yes, it's Father's Day. I want you to be with me on Father's Day, your last Father's Day before you go to college. But, listen, I know this about my kid. He's 18 and he likes it.
Sure, wants to be with his pals.
So we go to dinner, and the dinner went less than great because my son had two directives last night at the Father's Day dinner. The first was either just to talk to me about stuff that couldn't be shared with women present, So there was a lot of whispering going on because he was saying, you know, guy stuff to me. Or he would just be checking his watch constantly.
Mm. Oh, that's
like he's sitting there, and he, you know, he's checking his watch. Oh, and then, you know, he's a kid.
Yeah,
what are you going to do?
Interesting.
So he said, hey, do you mind if I leave early? I want to go home tonight. If I go home tonight, because Rob and Carrie were house sitting.
Right.
Oh, and I got to tell you about Rob's Mother's Day, too. Because I got some information about
Father's Day?
Yeah, Father's Day, but it goes back to Mother's Day. He said, do you mind if I go home? And I said, nah, go ahead. He said, I'm going to go to Lauren's house first. You know, shocker. I'm going to go see the girlfriend first. I said, okay. I said, don't worry about it. So he leaves, and Friedel and I are sitting there lamenting, you know, saying, you know, listen, he's a good kid, that he's just like any 18-year-old, and I know he loves me, and I've got no problem with this, and she's going through whatever she's going through, and all of a sudden he reappears. And for a brief moment, I think, now, wait a minute, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to come back. He says, you know what? I rethought it. Here's what he said. This is a quote. Hey, I wanted to come back because I forgot. I'm thinking like, no, I forgot to say, I love you, Dad, and
right.
I want to be with you. I forgot to say, thanks for taking care of all my friends during Beach Week. No, this was the quote. I forgot to ask, would you guys bring my beer home? And I said to him, I said, first off, okay, the whole beer thing is over. You're not old enough to drink beer. The whole beer thing with Senior Week was just one little thing because, you know, we got that thing, we'd rather, if you're going to do it, do it with an adult around.
Right. With an adult around and the knowledge of the other parents that
so
it's okay to have one or two.
But that's it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, congratulations, you have a case of Amstel Light or Busch Light or whatever it is. Great, but the answer is no, we're not bringing your beer home.
That was what he came back for.
Yeah, so he came back just to ask if we would bring his beer home. So we had to say no, you know.
Oh, got it.
Sorry, not old enough.
But thanks for coming to the dinner.
Yeah, thanks for showing up. And, you know, I mean, I know underneath it all he's got a good heart. He's just a regular kid because he must have called four or five times as he was driving home saying, hey, Mom, Dad, is everything okay?
Yeah.
You know,
paranoid.
And we said, yeah, everything's fine. He said, you don't sound like it. I said, no, everything's fine. Do you swear to God everything's fine? I said, yes, everything is fine.
Fine, son.
Yeah, I mean, what am I supposed to say?
Fine, and we won't be bringing your beer back.
It's Father's Day, and you've left to go be with your girlfriend. Go ahead. You know, I mean, I was actually a little better dealing with it than my wife was. I had to walk my wife off the cliff a little bit. That she was going, what, after Mother's Day and after this?
Right.
And he's so lazy and he doesn't. And I said, he's an 18-year-old kid.
Yeah.
You know, I said, what I said to her really was, and you know this, I love my son more than anything and I think he's the greatest. I said this to my wife. I said, here's what I want you to do until he goes to college. Lower your expectations.
Yeah, good idea.
I said, whatever it is.
A summer of diminished expectations.
Whatever it is that you think he's going to accomplish or do
right.
This summer, take it down 90%. And that way, you're going to be pleasantly surprised if he actually does anything.
You'll be delighted.
If he actually gets off his ass and gets a job.
Right.
If he actually one day wakes up before 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's it.
But otherwise, just deal with it. I mean, he gave me a Father's Day card that could not have been nicer with a very nice sentiment. And I know he wanted me to have a nice day, but I know he wanted to get back to see his girlfriend, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it. The last word, though, was, and boy, you should have seen us. Both my wife and our hearts kind of jumped. We said, oh, here he comes. Say, aha. Hold on. Look who's coming through the door. Here
beer?
He comes. Here he comes.
Bring back my beer.
I forgot to ask, would you bring my beer back?
My beer.
Ouch.
Yeah, his beer.
My beer.
Right, his beer. Right, your beer that you're not old enough to drink? I don't think so. And Freddie was telling me another time, because I don't want to just fill up the whole show with this, but I guess maybe tomorrow I'll tell you about some of the fun of Senior Week.
Oh, yeah. Yes, please.
Including Frida destroying the beer bong, and actually not just destroying it, but taking out scissors and actually cutting it the entire the fuselage, the entire big length of it, cutting it up. Now, Mike, I know this bothers you.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, it's just, you know, I hate to see a good beer bong go.
Yeah, but it's gone.
You know, can I just tell your wife from this point on, anything to do with beer, confiscate, don't destroy.
Well, we had,
because that could go to good use.
We had a slight issue with the beer bong.
We lost ours on the boat.
Oh, Mike's boat. Hold on, I've got...
Not my boat, my friend John's boat.
Oh, and I've got a new nickname for Mike.
I'm a crew member on that boat.
And I can't take credit for this. I'll tell you where I was coming from. You know, we've given Mike the nickname over the years, the Golden Boy. Mm-hmm. After I talked to Mike today, I said to Rob, you know, he's not the Golden Boy anymore. He's the Bronze Boy now. Yeah. Mike had a less than stellar weekend. Nice. And Rob coined your new name... The Lead Boy.
The Lead Boy.
You're not the Golden Boy.
Well, good. Maybe my luck will change now that I'm called the Lead Boy. Because when you called me the Golden Boy, everything turned to S.
Okay, so...
Lower expectations.
So that was... Yeah, right. Lower your expectations. Yes. And that was it. And then last night, Father's Day ended with my wife downstairs watching a... this is so her. A foreign language movie with subtitles about some broad in Afghanistan. Ooh. Who gives a rat's ass? And I'm upstairs watching the basketball game. And every time I go downstairs to tell her something, like, I was so mad that they were running this Pirates of the Caribbean thing. She's like, hold on, let me pause my movie. Let me pause my intellectual movie for a moment. And I would tell her, and she'd go, in a very condescending, go, well... That's nice. Now I'm going to go back and watch.
Go back upstairs.
Watch my movie. Go back upstairs and watch your game. But all in all, I'd say the weekend was very nice.
We're good.
I got no complaints with my weekend.
That's good.
Caught the kid that tried to steal my bike.
Excellent.
Had a nice time with my family for the limited time that my son was around.
Right.
And didn't bring his beer home.
Very good.
Good for you.
His beer.
Right.
Ellen, and that was part of the discussion, too.
I said, you don't have beer.
That's why I said, your beer? Hold on. Now, your beer? He said, yeah, I bought it. And I said, whoa, how did you buy beer? And then that started the
whole...
Did
he say that and realize he...
Yeah.
He's
it's like, he got his foot caught in the bear trap. He said, well, I didn't,
How many?
The picture I have is him saying it and trailing off. But it's my beer because I bought...
Yeah.
But anyway, tomorrow I'll take some time to tell you some of the hijinks and antics that went on during senior week, during beach week.
Can't wait.
Some that I can't tell you on the air. Some that I've already told Mike, though.
Mm. Oh, boy.
That are pretty great.
Yeah, pretty terrific.
Mm. I'll tell him long after my son's gone to college. They didn't involve him.
Right.
Involve him. Thank God.
Right. You're going to have to wait a couple of years for that, though, because you come back and see your friends at Thanksgiving and stuff.
I know. Just let me tell some of your parents out there, man, your kids are effed up. Listen, I know my kid's got a bit of an attitude problem.
Sure.
But...
Yeah, that's...
Some of the stuff that happened during senior week is just off the charts effed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like generations. Really?
Psychological damage. I'm psychologically damaged for having been told some of the stuff that went on during senior week.
And I think I got affected when you told me.
It happened in my house.
Jesus.
Right. I'm spending the whole weekend walking around going, where did it happen?
Oh, dear.
Show me the room. Scotch Guard.
Yeah, absolutely.
I need Scotch Guard. We got a break. Anyway, it's great Father's Day weekend overall. And thank you, Frida. And to a lesser extent, thank you, Bart. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Tony Perkins has gone coast to coast to California's capital, Sacramento. Hi, Tony.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. For Good Morning America, for Railfare 99, or the nationally syndicated Don and Mike radio shows in town today. These folks are excited.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know. 433, WJFK, Good Guy Weather.
High 75. Why do I read this? They're always wrong.
Yeah, they never know.
Rain tomorrow. Cooler. High in the 60s. What the hell is the deal with the rain? Same in Baltimore, except no rain. Baltimore. High tomorrow, 66. Same in Philly, no rain. High 70 tomorrow. At Ocean City, cloudy, 66. Right now, WJFK, it's 77.
Makes me feel low, Nick.
Baltimore on Live 105, 75. Philly and WISP, it's 74. And at Ocean City, it's 76 on 96 Rock.
The cure for your anal spasm. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay. That was my Father's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Time now for Mike's. Let's hear it for the Lead Boy.
I was real excited about this weekend. I was looking forward to it for a very long period of time. I mentioned it because it was the
Golden Boy is looking to show he's still the best.
Well, yeah, I am. I'm always looking to show that I'm still the best. And it was the poker run at this restaurant that I hang out at on the weekends.
The Golden Boy.
Really, usually every other weekend when I'm not with my kids, I'll be on my buddy's boat at this place called Tim's River Shore. Mm-hmm. People that boat on the Potomac, they know this place. It's it's a very famous place.
The Golden Boy is in the spotlight, and that's just where he likes it.
And I was excited because these poker runs, and apparently I found out over the weekend they do these all up and down the East Coast. And anybody that is in a boating community, they probably are familiar with this type of thing. They people go up and down, and what you do is you get a series of locations that you have to go to get a card to make an entire hand of poker, usually five stops. Mm-hmm. And at the last stop where everybody collects and gathers and anchors their boats, you get your fifth card. And then whoever has the best poker hand gets this nice little windfall and gets a lot of money. And it's really, really kind of fun.
And it's a chance to party with your neck boat friends.
Yeah, it's really kind of the unofficial opening of the season, and you see a lot of people you haven't seen, and really most of my friends I see all year round anyway, but these are people at this restaurant who I consider friends, a lot of people that I haven't seen in a long time. So I'm real excited about the opportunity to do this, and I've got my little boat, but I'm not going to use it in this poker run. I'm going to take it over to this restaurant, dock it, and then wait for my buddy, and in the meantime, go to the starting gate for this poker run.
Now, your boat
in this really great fast boat, which is about just about as much fun as a human being can have.
You're telling me these other guys have, like, Miami Vice boats.
These are beyond my... This year in particular, there were boats down there. I saw one boat. I thought it was from Illinois. They come from all over the place. And, man, some of these boats... I mean, the fun of this... my friend John's boat is a big boat. It's like a real pleasure cruiser. That's what we hang out. That's the boat where I sat, put my fat ass through the hatch, and exploded the hatch and glass.
The Golden Boy.
Still, one of the things I tolerate is, when I'll see somebody I haven't seen, hey, you broke the hatch? You sat on anything? And I, we always have to go through the ritual of me pointing at the glass where my ass went through the hatch.
And your boat is what, 20 feet?
My boat is a small fishing boat. It's a center console boat. It's got a nice big engine on it, but it's not a speed boat, nor is it a pleasure craft. It really is more or less a boat that when I'm not out with my buddy, I'm using it for his dinghy, or I'm using it just to run around.
Because your boat's 20 feet, and this guy, your friend, you were telling me, is his
44 boat, feet.
44.
Wow. I mean, it's huge. Got a cabin, and, I talk about the cabin that when I'm on the boat, I kick everybody out. I say, I'm sleeping here, because really, me and creature comforts, it's like I don't want to, I'm not a 20-something, and I don't want to be sleeping on the back of the boat. I mean, it's just I want to have my privacy. Thank you.
Mike, hold on. We have two more couples for
good
trivia tomorrow. We mentioned the phone number again, 877-365-3636. We need couples.
Mm-hmm.
You can be married. You can be living together. You can be dating. Got to be a guy. Got to be a girl. First prize, $1,000. Second prize, $500. Third prize, the iPod.
Ooh.
You don't even have to go on the air. Just call, give the information to Joe and to Charlie. Anyway, we got two more couples.
Very good.
Excellent. So we're looking good.
So I get up very early in the morning, at about 8 o'clock in the morning. I head over to this restaurant, dock the boat, where I'm going to meet this guy that's associated with the restaurant, a guy whose name is Guy, and he's got one of these cool boats that's just 29 feet, and it's fast, and
hi,
it's
guy.
Got a big, loud engine. And, man, I forgot how much fun. Remember the old days, a long time ago, where I had another redneck buddy who we used to go out in his fast boat?
I know, the fat guy with the big glasses.
Yeah, Rich.
Yeah.
A long time ago, and...
I have no idea whatever happened to Rich. I've been. We both.
He's in prison.
We have not. Stayed. No, I don't think he's dead, Rob.
I think he's in prison though.
29 feet, and it's only like 5 minutes for us to get over to the starting point. But it's so much fun. I'm having a blast on this thing, and then my buddy's boat arrives. And the real show with all of this is to see the fast boats, and everybody gets registered, and then slowly but surely, you see all these boats flow down into the river, and they're starting point, and everybody's engines are idling, and you hear all these engines, and everybody's just waiting, and there's really not like a starting gun or a pace boat or anything like this. It's just somebody cranks it, and then everybody cranks it, and it is absolutely spectacular to watch. A little dangerous, too, if you ask me, because I always think of the guy that just bought his little fishing boat and is taking it out into the river, and he looks to his right, and he sees this coming at him, you know, 70 boats all going 100 miles an hour coming at this guy.
Very much like Rodney.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Oh, what a lovely, peaceful... Oh, my God! And we got, you know... We traditionally have one of the slower boats because it's big. It's not designed for speed. And we figure, boy, you know, there's a lot of stuff floating in the river. With all the bad weather we've had, there are, I mean, trees in the river that you have to... And the nice thing about these trees is sometimes, because they're heavy, what will be sticking up will be a tiny little branch. Almost like a tiny little bitty periscope on a tiny little remote control submarine. But no, these underneath, you know, you've got an oak that's floating. So we cruise out, and, you know, I frankly think I've been called the Golden Boy, but I think because I am on
Golden Boy.
Because I'm on this boat, I'm going to bring everyone bad luck. And we're cruising along, and all of a sudden, you know, everybody's happy. The music's turned on. The sun is out. And as we're cruising on, we're about halfway to our destination to get our first card. All the fast boats have passed us, and it's been a blast watching them go by. And all of a sudden, you hear this... like that. Oh. And the boat starts going... And everybody knows immediately, oh, we hit something. And so we slow down and
yeah, I'm lucky, man.
Yes, sir.
The Lud Boy.
Now, the funny thing is there were a couple of boats that were down in the water that we passed, you know, and I'm like, oh, what a bad luck. You know, I did think about that at one point. When we first hit it and it started to vibe, I just, for some strange reason, I think,
sink. We're going to sink.
But no, we hit
the Golden Boy standing by on the sidelines.
So we back it up, and then we start it up again, and it's... And we realize...
A brand new boat, right?
Oh, no, not really. It's not that brand new. I mean, he's had it for a couple of years, so it's...
So this is not your boat.
No, this is my friend's boat. Uh-huh. This is... I'm looking at my buddy John, who's just really handles this stuff. Like, not even fit. He doesn't. He's unflappable because he's seen everything in boating. He knows it. And he immediately says, "We bent a prop." And as it turns out, he's got two props, and one of them hit this tree, bent it, and you can't go anywhere fast. So
the bad stuff with your boat is still to come.
Oh, most definitely.
Okay. See,
I was looking at.
I didn't realize it was more than.
No, this is the big boat with everybody on it. No, mine was safely back where I should have left it at the restaurant. And so we turn around, we make the slow jaunt back, going, just going as slow as we can to get back to the restaurant and dock. The nice thing is, nobody's there. They're all, they're all really beginning their day. That's going to be. This is, I guess, about 11:30, and this thing's going to end at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the evening. So we're there, and we're stuck at the dock. And I'm looking at my friend John, going, "Man, he really handled this well." And I think I even said that. I said, "You really handled this adversity." I said, "I'd like to handle my, if anything ever goes wrong." Little did I know that, mere moments later, I would be experiencing my own horrible, horrible luck. So I'm sitting there, and we dock his huge boat, and there's my little dinghy-sized boat sitting there, and I'm like, "I want to go for a ride. I want to show off my my boat. I want to take somebody out." So I take this couple out. And we're cruising along, and this couple of very nice people, Gene and Emily, I think they were the ones that were on the boat. I don't remember exactly who was on the boat because it was a little hazy.
Just your
point.
Boat people, all the guys.
Yeah, well, a little bit at that point. You know, day was up.
What is the code
I've been going since 8:30.
Festive.
It was festive at that
having
point.
A
not so festive that I was
capable of operating a machine.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
That came later. So we cruise out, and as we're going really, really fast, and I said, yeah, and you can't hear it because it's an outboard. I'm like, yeah, it's a good baby, 200 horsepower, really moves it along, really moves it along, it's going really well, it's going well. My boat's like, and I said, yeah, this is great. And all it is a little running back, get me from point A to point B, a little faster than John's boat. And that's really a shame what happened to his boat. Really shame, isn't it? Yeah, well, we gotta get back soon. I'm going to really try to get it up to speed now. And it dies. It dies. It completely dies. And it's going, and I try like five different times to speed it up. And alarms start going off. Crest. Everything's going crazy on the boat. I have no idea, absolutely no idea what it is. And I'm getting, I do not react. I think really within the first 5 minutes, I said, I don't know why I did this. Why did I do this to myself?
What do you mean, buying the
why
boat?
Why did I buy another effing boat? That's what I said. Why did I buy another effing boat? You know, people are looking at me like, calm down. And I don't handle adversity well on the water. I really don't. And I went, it was like, every time I try to accelerate, it's like the engine's telling me, no, idiot, don't do that. And there are alarms going off, and I've got my cell phone. You know, cell phones are great, because there was a day you couldn't do this. And I'm calling the guy that sold me the boat, the mechanic, and he's trying to go over it, and his answer was, I'm not sure, which is great when I was out there. So I have to limp back in myself, and I came in, and we docked the boat there, and that's where it stayed. And then, really, I was able to forget about the problems that I had, because it got really festive.
Okay.
And I think, really, if you're talking about the total day's activity, it would have been about 8 in the morning till about 3:30 the following morning. Wow. That's when we finally ramped it down. Ramped the festivities down.
That's my guy.
And it was great. And then, yeah. You know what? As it turned out, I found out today, you know what it was?
What?
The oil thingy was just crimped. You know how, like, you have a hose and the water doesn't come out of the hose because it's bent? It's crimped.
Right.
That's all it was.
Huh.
And I had a bunch of mechanics look at it. I want to thank all those mechanics I had look at it. They were like,
Well, were they festive, too?
Yeah. Everybody's a little festive.
Well, then you can't really bust their balls.
Well, I think if you can,
festive, too.
Well, then again, I don't come in here and do the show like that, so I suppose you're right. Maybe they were having a very, very good time. And we got a plaque at the Thames River Shore thing. They gave us a plaque that said, worst luck.
Well, hey.
We got the worst luck plaque, which I think is great.
That's nice.
I mean, if you're going to have bad luck, have the worst luck. It was very, very festive.
Crowning of a new person today on the show, ladies and gentlemen, say goodbye.
The Golden Boy.
Mm-hmm. To the Golden Boy, and say hello.
Lead Boy.
To the Lead Boy.
I'm Lead. How about Lead Man?
Lead Man.
I'm Lead Man.
Lead Man.
Lead Man, yes siree.
Formerly known as?
The Golden Boy.
Yes. That's right. I don't have great luck, but I will protect you from kryptonite. I'm Lead Man.
Lead Man.
And that's more of a rednecky name, too, isn't it?
Lead Man.
Yo, Lead Man. Lead Man, you go on my fast boat, Lead Man. Lead Man.
I about died today. When I was talking to Mike this morning about some of this not for air email I've been getting from the company. So I'm calling Mike about this. We went through all of this, and he said, "You want to laugh?" I said, "Please." He said,
"My first weekend with my new boat.
I took my brand new boat on Saturday and it broke."
However, now that it's fixed, I have an invite for someone special on the show. Joe Ardinger, please come in here very briefly. I know we have to break, right?
Joe.
Now we got about 5 minutes.
We got five. Joe, come here.
Now we got less than that, but go ahead.
We got something planned.
We got plenty.
You're a part of it, Joe. Really? You know what subject came up?
What?
Catfishing.
Catfishing.
We're going catfishing. And the thing is, you have to go at night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So after the show, maybe even this week, Joe, let me know what your schedule is. We venture down, take the little boat out, and we got to get all rigged up for catfishing. What do you use for bait?
Chicken livers.
Really?
You know what we can use now for bait, though?
You, I mean, it's going to be the four of us. Me, my friend Box, my friend Reggie, and you.
Sounds great. You know what you guys can use for bait?
What's that?
Human Cronin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sorry to be the first to tell you.
Just now?
Just happened.
He's with Jessica Tandy.
Yes.
I couldn't be more happy.
You can cut him into little pieces and put him on hooks.
Well, they catch your catfish.
They were making jokes about that. Apparently, there were they called them revenuers in the old days. Mm-hmm. That used to right. go down the river and look for stills.
Right.
And said, like, they lost four of them one time and said, they're catfish bait.
Catfish bait or crab bait. So, Joe, you up for the date with Mike?
Sure.
We'll have a good time.
We will.
You told me that, right? And the subject came up that said this boat would be great for catfishing.
Do you catfish for sport or do you eat them?
I do it for sport.
I wouldn't eat any of that. They're garbage. That came out of that river.
Oh, my God. If you were festive enough, you might.
You know what? If I was festive enough, it might become sushi.
Well, you...
Like Potomac sushi.
Catfish sushi. Then about 2 hours later, my stomach don't feel...
Call the revenuers!
It could. Joe, you've been taking the calls for this contest. Has this been you or Lisa?
Both of us.
Both of us. So... We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 couples. We think they're coming in tomorrow.
We got more, too.
We think they're coming in?
Well, we're going to confirm them and everything. But yes, we do. They said they would be here.
Mm-hmm. Now, are we going to confirm them? Are we going to bar mitzvah with them? What are we going to do?
I think really, with our history of some of these games, confirmation should be Joe driving to their homes individually and knocking on the door.
Yeah. Hello? Everybody should know if you call...
I don't know.
The weather is fine.
Yeah.
Don't know what it could be.
You know what? I have a theory.
Synergy?
Yeah. Do you think there's a chance that with all of these problems that maybe parts...
Back on the air?
Do you think maybe parts were taken from some of our stuff to make the other stuff well?
I don't know. I have a statement here, though, from Bart Tesler at Westwood One.
Yeah.
That all of the stories about WJFK going off the air are purely poppycock, and that we have a fine transmitter and a fine engineering staff.
Partly stick.
Yes, it's partly stick.
Partly stick.
That the station keeps going off the air.
Well, do you remember the emergency that kept Wendell out of this building on Friday? He told me how he fixed it at the mighty WARW.
He did tell you?
Yeah. He tapped on the board.
Really?
And the hiss went away.
There you go.
He said, my job here is done.
Okay. So, listen, we're playing strip trivia tomorrow.
I just wanted to add that we do take alternates because sometimes people do fall out, so keep calling us.
Keep calling, everybody. Uh-huh. Thank you, Joe. And, Joe, I'm going to finally get to your bit today, so stand by. Hey. Stand by for Joe's handwritten bit.
Catfishing, buddy.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. You got it, Leadman.
Yeah, Leadman, catfish.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Don, I just got to know something about when you were chasing the punk bike thief.
Yes.
Or would-be bike thief.
Yeah.
At any time during chasing him, did you happen to yell, suck me?
I did not, sir. I just want
to know. Oh, you missed out on an opportunity.
Anyone in the office want to get on a pool at what time on the Saturday morning that Mike and Joe go catfishing? Mike actually takes a swing at Joe.
Oh, no, it's a night we're after
going,
the show.
We are going night. Catfishing at night.
Oh, well, then what time are you punching at night?
And I'd like to do it before we leave. I'd like to do it this week.
This week.
Really?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
John, you mentioned catch some kid that was trying to steal your bike.
Yes.
At any point in time, did you interrogate him about a missing lawnmower?
It's the same thief.
Yeah. Green Bay loves you guys.
Thank you, my friend. Wouldn't it be great to sign up, please? Please bring back my bike.
Catfisher.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You and Joe.
Leadman.
Hello.
Hi, it's me.
Leadman don't play like that.
You're on the air.
Hey, you guys aren't going off the air. We can hear you talking about we're off the air.
No, that was on WJFK.
I'm sorry.
It's our local station.
Yeah,
given the current state of posturing and whatever it is they say that we're doing, I feel no need to explain this thing to you.
I have something else. Can I ask you something else?
Yeah.
When you were referring to the halftime at the basketball game, you mentioned a 5-minute commercial for Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
You know, we got a different version of that on the West Coast.
What did you
we get? Got a music video from Guns N' Roses for the Hulk with Joel Siegel.
Oh, no, that ran after the 5-minute commercial for Pirates of the Caribbean.
I stand corrected. I'm sorry.
All right. See
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Suck me.
Bye-bye. Awful caller. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike about make a comparison between his redneck fishing buddies in Sacramento.
Well, I like to die.
But we have to go now.
Yeah, what a shame we can't sit around and chat with you.
Ah! No time to jaw!
Another time,
bye-bye.
Perhaps.
Bye-bye, Leadman. Leadman's too busy to talk to you today. Leadman.
Leadman.
Mike, in the future. Leadman.
You get in the... Play that way.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, the muffler plant's gone too.
Yep.
Oh, come on, damn it. Oh, that sounds good. Melt the chocolate inside the DAX. That really ups the resale value.
I think you're going to be okay here. They have a thin candy shell. Surprised you didn't know that.
I think your brain has a thick candy shell.
Your brain has the shell on it.
Are you talking?
Shut up, Richard.
The Don and Mike Show.
Is anyone listening?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know.
America's favorite turgid talkers, Don and Mike.
Now use that phone number, 877-365-3636, for trivia tomorrow with couples. Playing for cash money. Good guy time is 5:04. People are so hard to make happy. I'm not talking about the behind-the-scenes stuff, just you people in general. You're so hard to keep happy.
What happened?
Well, I was just, there's a thing in the back room with the... I don't know. You know, I don't doubt that Joe's a dick.
Joe.
Some guy called, and Joe's been doing this a lot recently. Telling people that they're dumb effing effers. And
yeah, it's occupational hazard. Happened to Jimmy the intern, too.
F off. And Charlie was telling me, some guy called. The guy said, well, I hadn't listened to the show in 3 years, and I wanted to call up, and then... I called and Joe said, like, F you and you're an F you. And,
well, there had to be a reason for that.
And now I'm never listening again. So I'm back there going through that discipline, which is happening with the two of them. And then there's, remember Friday night we left, there was that guy down in the parking lot?
Yeah, I signed an autograph for him. Yeah,
as did I. Mm-hmm. Now,
Buzz did too.
I'll tell you that, and I don't know if you explained this to him. I tried to. It's creepy.
Yeah, you know what? He was. It was Friday night, and I didn't want to go through that. And I actually was, and I just, he seemed okay, so I just signed it and moved on. But he should have gotten the creepy lecture.
Yeah. Well, I gave him the creepy lecture. I tried. I was pleasant. I was more than happy to sign his autograph. I said, come by during business hours, but really, like, hiding in the parking lot when we were walking to our cars. Kind of creeps us out in that.
Yeah, it's perfectly legit to tell them that.
We used to have a security guard here because it's kind of nutty, you know, that we're leaving work and you're like hiding in the parking lot. So the guy sends this note, and I'd like to point out that I thought pleasant with the guy and explained just that to him.
Mm-hmm.
There, you know, it's creepy people hanging around, you know, hiding.
It's
in the
just a weird way to do it.
Yeah. And not that he was hiding, but it was like, I left the building. I'm the last one to leave, and it comes out from behind a post. He's like, Don? I said, yeah. I said, hey, I'd just like your autograph. And I said, sure. I said, but it's kind of nutty. We've had a lot of creepy people in the parking lot.
Right. Sure.
Gave him the whole thing. So he sends a note today. Dear Don, Mike, Buzz, first I'd like to apologize for waiting for you guys in the parking lot Friday. It was not the most eloquent thing I could have done. I had driven from my office just to meet you guys, and I couldn't stand the idea of driving home without at least trying. And he goes on and says some very nice stuff.
Right.
And then he gets to me. And first I should say that Mike, he writes to you, Mike, thank you for the time to give me your autograph. I love you in the way only a straight man can love another straight man.
That's creepy.
I respect you and appreciate the work you do. If I had one wish, I'd like to have a couple of drinks with you. The Mike that I know from the show seems like a hell of a good drinking buddy, and I'd be honored to kick back and relax over a few shots with you.
Read the part about boiling the rabbit.
No, hold on. Now there's
kidding, of course.
Buzz.
Yes.
thank you for taking time to give me your autograph. Mm-hmm. I have to say your brand of humor and timing is the perfect twist for the show. From 6 to 7, I hate the show only because Don and Mike don't shut up and let you do the news uninterrupted.
Here we go.
They seem to push all the ads to the last hour. In the end, I only get a few minutes of real honest buzz time. But I'm thankful for the witty news you bring to the show. I wish we could hear more of it. Lisa, I admire your professional attitude towards callers. I've listened to the past when there was talk of you doing a photo shoot for Playboy, and all the freaks came out of the woodwork. Unlike this guy who was
funny he's mentioned.
I think you've handled them very well. Rob, you're a funny mother effer.
Thank you.
Keep it up.
Right.
Joe, seriously, you need to find a different job. You're an idiot and you hate your job. Please go work at a burger joint. Go ask some D. Just don't do it on the Don and Mike show.
Wow.
I've saved myself for last.
Now, were you last in the order, or did you save yourself?
I'm first, because I'm just showing that everybody else got the nice suck up. And I'd like to point out that I did. I was happy to sign the guy's autograph, but I gave him the creepy lecture.
Right.
Right? Don, thank you for taking the time to give me your autograph. Though I felt really stupid when you told me what DA meant. That's one of the things he said. Mm. He said, I got a question. It's always been bothering me. What does DA mean? I said, dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I always thought D meant dick. And for whatever reason, my brain never made the connection. I was surprised at how stuck up you are. You didn't seem like an ass, but I sort of got that vibe from you. I was disappointed at first, but as I drove home, I realized if I lived in your shoes, I'd be much more of an ass than you. Money and fame are funny things. Things I've never had and probably never will, but I imagine if I did have them, I'd be much less pleasant towards my listeners than you. Okay.
Wow.
Listen, Dick. And he signs it, your friend, John J.J. Hazelwood. Listen, Dick, I was pleasant towards you. The correct way to do this, if you want to meet any of us, come by the station anytime during business hours.
Absolutely.
We meet people out in the lobby all the time.
It happens all the time. It is just weird when you're there, down there. It's just strange.
Yeah. And I was polite to you when I explained the creepy guy thing to you. And much as you love Mike and, kind of nutty, the Mike I know from the show seems like a hell of a, that's the Mike on the show. I mean, not that you're not a nice guy, but come on, pal. You listen to a radio show. If Mike wasn't in a rush because it was Friday, you would have gotten the same.
I've given the creepy lecture. It's just a weird, it's a very strange play. We get, this is from 18 years ago, too. I mean, when we used to have people that would wait in the parking lot at the morning show before we'd go on. Very dark in the morning.
Oh, yeah. And it's weird. We have a dark parking lot down here, and if you want to come by, we'd love to meet you. Just, don't be down in the dark parking lot.
Come through the front door in the daylight. That's why you get the creepy lecture.
So then I get the thing, it's got nothing to do with money and fame. Of which, I don't know where you stand. I don't know how how I stand. My deal is I don't like leaving work in an empty building and coming downstairs, and there's a creepy guy that comes around from behind the corner and says, I've been waiting all day. Can I have your autograph? Well, if you've really been driving up and waiting all day, dude, come through the front door.
Absolutely.
It's a personal safety issue. Really.
And even if you come after business hours, there's a lobby out there.
Mm-hmm.
Be out in the lobby area.
You know what? It doesn't happen all that often, and when it does, it's fine. It's actually terrific.
So anyway, I'm put off by the fact that the guy wrote this to me.
Yeah.
And then he also writes, if you've ever been short towards your fans, or if you've ever come off as an ass, I can understand it and appreciate the real work you do put in. Come on, if you think I was an ass to you, you've never really seen me when I'm really ticked off. I was trying to be polite to you, and I went to take the time and the trouble to say to the guy, we've had creepy people down in
yeah, where it's not nice, and it's unpleasant.
We've had creepy people down there before, and it's just not cool to hide down there. Right. So, then, the bottom, thanks for working to bring the show together. I know how difficult it is to work for a radio station. Donna Mike is a tribute to you. Teamwork, dedication, devotion, and talent. Blah, blah, blah.
Jesus. Lighten up, Francis. And I'm talking to the guy.
Right.
You know. It's just a man. And Buzz and I react the exact same way. I mean, you just go into the screen.
Yeah.
You know, what is that? Because you just think, because it just seems odd. Because we have had the people. They're normally not in the lobby, but they have been too. Yeah. But it's just different. And that's why you don't get what I would describe as our normal reaction to, you know, seeing anybody that's a fan of the show. We love that. I mean, and I think we all react that way in the right circumstances. We're all a little put off when that happens.
Yes.
Just because it's like you get into a routine, you're doing your thing, and it doesn't happen a lot, and it's strange, and it feels strange, and...
And it is kind of crazy that you... I mean, I dig the fact the guy likes the show. That's great. And even the stuff like about Buzz and us talking during the news, I don't, you know, that's his opinion. That's fine. But it's nutty to drive all the way down here and, like, not come through the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a front door that has a camera and a speaker.
Well,
and a
big... let's be honest. In order to know what he knew, there had to be, I hate to use the word, but there had to be a little bit of a stakeout.
And
in order to know that,
there's a big sign outside that says CBS,
right.
WJFK, mm-hmm. And no matter how you enter this building, you can't miss that sign.
Right.
And the fact that that's a front door,
mm-hmm.
And the fact is, we at least when I left after Mike and after Buzz, I went down there. The place is empty except for this creepy guy.
Right. You don't know if he's friend or foe.
Is this him?
I don't know. I want to confirm it.
Oh, hold on. Oh, he's off the phone now. The guy, alleged guy, was calling in. Or is he? Hold on. It's line one, Lisa, I think.
No.
Imagine leaving your house in the morning and going into your garage and finding a stranger there. Hi.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it is a business garage.
Yeah, I know.
In order
still.
To know that, you got to know. I don't want to be like a dick, and I hope I'm not coming off as a dick. And what I said to this guy was, it's him. I said, I'd be glad to sign your autograph. I just want you to know. It's creepy. And I think, I said to him, we've had some problems with creeps down here.
Yeah, we have always had.
We have. You know, so listen, it has nothing to do with how stuck up you perceive I am. The problem is you're hiding, or not hiding, you're loitering in a dark parking lot.
Lurking. I really think the word that I would use with all of us in that situation is not stuck up, it's defensive.
Yeah, careful. It's 7:15.
You know, now I feel...
On a Friday night.
I feel, like, so bad about what I did.
What'd you do?
I was going to linger and say that, and I was just like, he seems all right, and then move forward. And I shouldn't have. And I should have told him what the deal is.
Oh, then maybe he would have written Mike that he would be surprised at how stuck up you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that you didn't seem like an ass, but he got that vibe from you. He was disappointed, but realized that if he had lived in your shoes, he'd be much more of an ass than you, because money and fame are funny things. No, I want to tell you what a funny thing is. Leaving a place of work and having a creepy guy come out of the shadows in a parking lot. Anyway, here he is. So, hey, it's me, the stuck-up ass.
Hey, Don, I'm real sorry about that first part. That didn't come off the way I wanted it to, and I apologize.
Which part?
The part where it's directed towards you. I didn't get... I wrote a little bit in there, but I should have written more about how your work I appreciate too. And
I don't care about I don't care about that. I care about this part, you know, that how stuck up I am. You didn't seem like an ass, but I got that vibe from you.
No, you didn't.
You're a creepy guy that was loitering down in a private parking lot.
You've obviously heard everything we've said, right?
Yeah, most of it. Yeah.
At 7:15 on a Friday night, dude, how did you think I would react? I didn't tell you to F off. I politely signed your autograph and told you, hey, if I'm a bit standoffish, it's because we've had creepy people down here.
No, I'm sorry. I was trying to, you know, kind of like stand where you guys could see me. I didn't want to be in the shadows or behind anything.
Yeah, but I mean, really, that's just, I mean, as we've said, you want to do something, it just works a lot better when you come right through, you know, the main office. You know, there's a reason we have what we have here. There's a reason we have the security we have here. There's a reason we have the double doors and we have a lot of security. I mean, the bottom line is when you do this type of thing, it's just that's the way it's done. And you know, we all, because we're in the business we're in, and we're not, you know, coming back from, you know, doing, working on computers all day or something like that, is because of the nature of what we do.
So how come you wrote that you were surprised at how stuck up I was?
Well, again, I apologize.
Well, no, I'm not asking for an apology. I just want to know why you thought that, when I thought I was being polite but concise with you.
Well, you were being very polite, and you were very being, you know, to the point, and I did take to heart what you had said, and I felt really bad as I left there. I mean, I felt really happy that I got the autographs, but I felt bad. I was like, wow, I really just screwed up. That was not a cool thing to do.
But so I'm stuck up.
No, you're not.
And then your thought after this was you felt so badly that you wrote a letter that said you're surprised how stuck up I am, that I didn't seem like an ass. You got that vibe from me. You were disappointed. And how money and fame are funny things.
You know, well,
what the hell does that have to do with me saying to you, as I politely signed your autograph, which I was glad to do, say, hey, listen, dude, it's a little creepy for you to be in the parking lot on a Friday night.
I mean, I can explain. It's not anything you said at all. But as I wrote in the letter, I've been listening for a little over 12 years now, and in my mind, you're Don and Mike. You're two guys I know. You know, and you're provided entertainment and fun for me for the last 12 years, and it's great. And so my one-sided position on it is that I know these two guys, but they don't know me, and I didn't see that. And I realized after I was leaving, it's like, well, I know them, yeah, through the radio show, but they don't know me.
Okay, all right, you know, you make a lot of sense.
Okay,
right?
But,
I understand
but then
that.
Still
that's
having,
absolutely true.
Having said that, even knowing that, then why would you write this fax?
Why'd you pick on Don?
Why'd you write this follow-up fax that I'm stuck up and I didn't seem like an ass? You got that vibe from me. You were disappointed. What the hell does money and fame have to do with anything? You're a creepy guy in our parking lot, dude.
I'm sorry.
You're like that John Lennon guy.
I'm sorry.
You know
man.
What I mean? You're like that Mark David Chapman.
No. Okay, I mean, they're not the three guys you're listening to right now, it's not one of us has had a nightmare like that.
Yeah.
Really.
I'm sorry.
And when you do that, when you come in the main door, here's a little secret. Occasionally, if you come in the main door, once in a while, you get free stuff, too.
I did. The first thing I did, I got there around 6:30, and I came in the main door, and nobody was in the side little office there.
Yes, because the business office closes at 5:30. Yeah.
I didn't know. I'm sorry. I went to the bathroom real quick, came back out, and two people were leaving. I don't know who they were, but I talked to them shortly about it, and they're like, well...
Oh, wait, hold on. This is interesting.
Well, they didn't say anything really interesting. They're like, it's like after business hours, you know, you can't really... We can't see them now because you're getting ready to leave. And I was like, well...
So someone actually told you mm-hmm. after business hours that is not, you know, it's... It's not...
Not the time.
But you stayed anyway.
Well, like I wrote in the thing, I mean, and it was a bad judgment call, and I realized that, and I apologize.
Right.
When I went out to my car, I got into my car, and I started it up, and I was like, well, I just drove against traffic, and I'm going to have to go drive all the way back. You know, I'm going to kick myself.
How many clown suits do you own? Now, come on, really, dude.
Is everything going okay in your life, seriously? I mean, I'm really trying. You're trying hard to sound normal, and that's making me get weirded out a little
but
bit.
But as you read this letter, you realize that you're really not. I mean, dude, you came down to the radio station, and I know that I didn't say anything like, you asked me what D I was.
Mm-hmm.
I told you. I said I'd be glad to sign this. And I said to you, I'm a little flipped out by strangers coming up to me in a dark parking lot on a Friday night when no one else is here. It's not really cool.
Yeah.
I think when you made the statement about you know us, well, that's true because we do what we do, and we don't know you. So that's where the difference is. And you know, approachability is something that, you know, if you added up the times when we're not approachable, you picked probably the one place where we are least approachable because we are, I'll be honest with you, you get scared when you see somebody in that situation.
And
because
gonna...
we have met weird people in more than any location in that garage. That's why we get weirded out.
And I'm going to go back and look at the videotape now and see exactly on Friday where you were and exactly what my body language was like and what Mike's was like and what Buzz's was like.
That should be interesting.
Because, you know, we'll find out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that I'm going to, you know, do anything, but I'm... I'm curious to know, because we have a tape that can show us how long you were down there.
Right.
When you got in and out of your car.
I found out for that one time I peed. that was great at the Christmas party.
I'm sorry I had to go.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, you're kind of creeping me out even now. I mean, thank
you. Don't worry about it and just, you know, think, you know, I hope you understand our position.
I do. And again, I'm sorry. It'll never happen again.
Well, there's no real reason for it to happen.
Right, exactly.
There.
But,
okay. That weirds me out that you said that.
You've already gotten your autographs. You've right. already made your decision.
The only reason you'd come back would be if you get a finger.
Yeah.
Please, guy. Yeah, I mean, I love you guys to death. I hope that the next time
Matt
I see
freaks
you.
Me out too.
Oh.
Stop. I hope that the next time I see you will be at one of the big events or something.
I hope we don't see you.
Do you have a girlfriend or a wife or something?
I'm happily married for past
the
years.
Next time I will be stuck up to you. I promise.
Yeah, that's cool.
I will be. I will be an asshole next time.
Just enjoy. Perhaps because of this, we can never be friends. You understand that, don't you?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
No. Not good enough.
That's the we can. What can we never be?
We can never be friends.
Bye.
Bye. My mom's a whore.
My mom's a whore.
That got creepier.
Of course, Mikey has a wife, and she's rudimentarily preserved on the root cellar.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello,
Mike. Don.
Yeah. Hi.
I work on computers all day, and this guy creeps me out.
I mean, really, I wasn't a dick with the guy. I was very as polite as I could be. He said, yeah, I'm glad to sign it, but I
got
to tell you.
When I got in my car, the only thought I had, and this is after saying hello to the guy, signing an autograph, I got in my car, and I swear to God, I was halfway down the road, and I said, the only thought I had in my mind, should I have left? And I not for any other reason, you know.
Right, that I'm the last one to leave.
Something, you know, it happened, like, you know, we've gotten back on Monday and your head was in a bowling bag.
Hello,
you know?
Don and Mike. Hello.
Seriously, that's why.
You would have more time for your boat story today. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's real dickhead. I'd run like hell from him.
I don't think he's a dick. I think he's just creepy.
He's deluded.
Didn't think him through.
Don and Mike.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Hi there.
What a freak. I'm telling you, I called like a while ago when he first came on, and then I was going to hang up, and then it got freakier sounding. I mean, Friday night, 7:30, he's looking for you guys for your autograph.
Yeah, I think people should understand that Friday, the last hour of the show...
You know, it's Friday the 13th, too.
Yeah. And the last hour of the show on the phone.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've listened to
people
you
are
since
weird.
Ava, but I'm not going to hang out on a Friday night to look for you guys.
Thank you, honey.
Jeez.
Appreciate it.
You know, but hold on. I have to say this also. Mm-hmm. Next to that, what really bugs me more are, like, if you and I are somewhere and somebody sees us and they'll call on Monday and talk about, I saw you. You ordered the Diet Coke, and you were sitting there like that, and like they were 3 feet away from you, and they won't come up and say hello.
No, I don't mind that. That's fine with me.
I don't like that at all. Like, if you're gonna sit over there and be judging me, and I don't know you're doing that, I want you to come up and say at least say hello.
Oh, whatever. You can't stop people from looking at you. That's fine. It's just don't hide.
I don't mind people looking at me. What I mind is spying,
compiling a report.
You know what I mean?
But my...
that doesn't piss you off.
No, it really doesn't.
Hey, Don, I saw you in the grocery store. You were buying that. What were you buying that ointment for?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, the ointment's a secret, okay, pal?
I forgot the applicator.
Don and Mike, hello. Hello.
Oh, you better get those children in line.
Hello. What the hell is this?
Where's this Chuck E. Cheese?
I'll come back. Wow. Well, take some more calls. We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What brings you here?
I heard about your trouble with Patu. Thought I'd come to lend a hand.
Thank you, my son.
He's fought you. He's my own student.
The five city monks, they've all been killed. It was Patu and his gang.
Where's Patu now?
Well, I'm not really sure. What'll we do?
As for Patu, deal with him as you think fit.
The Don and Mike Show. They'll see you in Toledo. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now, listen, tomorrow we want to play Shoop Trivia.
with couples. Married couples, engaged couples, just shacking up. She's your FB. Whatever. Oops, excuse me, I dropped my pencil. Whatever.
Joe, we can't do it Thursday. I just thought of something. Sorry.
Thank you.
Catfishing.
If you want to play strip trivia, first prize, $1,000. Second prize, $500. Third prize, the iPod. Just call 877-365-3636. After we clear out these calls here and talk to Joe or Lisa or Charlie, and we'll get the information, just please don't stiff us. You see, you're going to show up, play the game.
Still a few more slots left for strip trivia.
You better be here at 3. We'll start it right at 3 tomorrow. It's 5:38 right now on WJFK FM and Live 105 and WYSP and 96 Rock. And hello, Don and Mike Show.
ACJJ.
Raul, right, Iowa City. Hello.
Hello.
Now, is this some guy who is not listening to us?
Can't tell. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Paul, man. I was calling about that guy with the bad phone number. Man, I called that guy like 25, 30 times Saturday. I mean, I harassed the crap out of him.
Oh,
man.
You mean the guy from Friday who had the phone number with the bad joke?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I called him. And I recorded his voicemail he left, but I can't play it back to you because my phone won't let me play it back while I'm talking to you.
Huh. Okay, click, 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 click. Hello, Tom and Mike.
You got gay couples?
Hello, turn your radio down, please.
Wow.
My own.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah.
What is this, the last guy's brother?
Hello.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
Oh, I was that last, the guy you met in the parking lot?
Yeah.
I J.O. into my feces, and I thought that guy was creepy.
Okay, ooh, thanks. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, guys?
Hi.
Hey, Mike, it was nice to know that you're concerned about Don, that the thought of him being decapitated was a problem, but that it wasn't a big enough problem to actually, like, call him on your cell phone.
Well, Mike had his weekend to get to.
Yeah, I had a lot of weekend to get to, and, you know, we've done that before where we both kind of looked out for each other in that situation.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, how weird can it be to have a guy standing in the parking lot, wants a signature? It's not like he sat in the lobby, waited until Lisa walked out, came in the door, walked 8 feet down, hung a pipe, then decided to walk straight in and stand inside that little studio there and wait till he came out the door.
Okay.
They're out.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Happy summer.
Hey, suck me, Don and Mike.
Right, suck me.
Suck me.
Hey, you guys get the feeling from that one guy that he was kind of like the guy on the Red Dragon sitting out watching you guys cutting his palms with a knife.
Okay.
Wow.
I gotcha. That's a good call, actually.
Yeah, very much.
Hey, hello. Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, Mike, let me first say, go Red Sox.
Go Red Sox.
And let me follow that with, I'm in Las Vegas, and the quality of the entertainment I've received in the last 2 weeks, I would like to double your salary. Where would I send that $24 check?
Now, listen, you guys
rock, man.
No, you guys, now stop bringing this up, because we're trying our best to stay away from it.
Well, I'm really interested to hear about the press release, so I figure if I poke it a little more, you'll finally give in and start ranting.
No, I'm not going to today. I'll just tell you very, very briefly and succinctly that some vice president with Westwood One spoke to all of the industry media today and told them all that...
You mean Brett the DA?
His name is Bart.
Bart, whatever.
Same as my son. Told them that we had a long-term deal and that everything is fine. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, he just said that to pacify the affiliates.
Well, all I wanted to say is, For about a year and a half, 2 years, we didn't have you out here. And if I have to send a $24 check, I will.
Thank you. Second person that said that, we appreciate that.
Thank you. And the truth is, the only reason that this guy came out and made these statements in the industry press today is because he's got all these affiliates calling him.
It's a weird, weird situation. We hope to get it resolved.
Yeah. And it's the only way that he can cover his ass. Mm-hmm. And I just had a conversation with somebody here a couple of minutes ago saying, well, why would he do that? And they said, well, He lied because he doesn't want to tell the radio stations that they don't have a signed contract with us.
Right.
Westwood One does not have a signed contract with us. So now we've contacted all of the trades, all of the industry publications, to give them our quote.
If you want to work something out, work something out. But don't just go popping off when you know when there is a problem.
Yeah.
And the problem,
faking it.
The problem is there's no contract. If there was a contract, it'd be very easy for Infinity to call our lawyers up and say, "Listen, you guys have a contract. Honor your contract."
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's no contract. I'm sorry, affiliates, to be telling you this, but your Westwood One reps won't tell you. There is no contract. We're going to have a meeting, but I don't know how it's going to go. We're going to the meeting simply because what else are we going to do?
Right.
But it's weird that they say to us, don't say anything, don't say anything. So, you know, we said some stuff last week, but say anything that wasn't true. But then the syndication company goes out in the trade magazines, our industry, and says we're lying. Says it's shtick.
Mm-hmm.
The quote from the guy was, "We have a long-term relationship with Don and Mike. We've had it for a long time. It'll continue."
Mm-hmm.
Really? Well, if that's true, produce the contract. Come on in and produce the contract.
We'd be happy to see it.
Show me something that says we signed a contract with Westwood One.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't exist.
Right.
There was the spirit to work towards one
mm-hmm.
12 years ago, but there never really was a contract.
Yeah. It seems to have been ignored.
So apparently because we had the gall to go on the air and speak the truth about this, some of our affiliates got upset,
sure.
Called Westwood One, and Westwood One has said, "No, don't worry about it. There's a contract. It's just them."
Yeah.
In this case, it's just me. Just Don, just posturing. Just
seems like they pay attention when we get really upset.
Just causing some controversy.
That's when people pay attention when we really get upset.
Squeaky wheel gets oiled.
Yeah. You really want to shut me up? Just show me the contract. Because
mm-hmm.
we do honor our contracts. But they can't because there isn't one.
Right. There we go.
So anyway, that's the latest on this. That they went out in the trades today, in the industry publications, with these statements that were lies
mm-hmm.
from this guy who's the vice president. So now we contacted the trades and made our statements.
Amen.
Which will be published tomorrow, and then, mm-hmm. you know, we'll see
what happens.
It's nuts. Hello, Don and Mike. It's 5:44. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, I just wanted to say that creepy guy sounds exactly like the guy who stalked me in college, and that you did the right thing. I have my own newspaper column, and this guy started to write me emails confessing all of the horrible things that he did to people. One day he met up with me in the parking lot in the student union, so I kind of know the feeling.
What's like the horrible stuff he did to people?
Well, he and apparently his older brother abused him sexually, and so he therefore like felt the need to turn that around on other people, on his younger siblings. It was just horrible, and I felt so sorry for the guy.
Oh, my God.
I tried to encourage him to get help, but the more...
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. That's too much of a downer. We're going to change the topic here.
Let's change the topic. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey. I'm scared. Could you promise me something? If the tape is really good, could you do a play-by-play on the videotape from the garage?
Yeah, Mike and I are going to watch it tomorrow before the show,
mm-hmm.
and we'll let you know what it shows.
I remember we dealt with something like that at my work, and the similar guy, and the guy was, like, cactus hiding behind pillars and stuff like that.
I don't know if the guy was actually hiding behind
No, him. And I don't think it was anything like that. When I saw the guy, he was standing out in the middle of the...
Right.
Right outside the door.
And I know, but, like, before he got there, he'd, like, be practiced, like, thinking what he's going to do.
I hate this. You played the transition music.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know that's what that call was about. Not of mine. Hello. Hello?
Mike, Don.
Yes.
Hey, listen, what's the problem? You guys jerk everybody's chains around all the time. I mean, big deal. You're in a line of work where you expect people to be in garages. I mean, you have people stop at stoplights.
Right there, I completely agree with that. We are in the line of work where that is not unexpected. It has happened before. Mm-hmm. But the point we were making was we expect creepy people to be in the garage. Don't get us wrong about that. That's not the place you come if you want to get an autograph and say hi and chat. If you want to do that, come up to the main office, come out to where we're at, an appearance, or if you bump into us somewhere, say hello. The garage is the land of
creepy people, and it is not unexpected. I completely agree with you.
All right, I got more stuff to get off my chest.
Hey,
while
thanks
I got
for
you.
Listening to my point.
What else?
Suck me.
What else you
got to
get off your chest?
All right, this contract business. What's going on with that? I mean, you guys are making enough money. Just let it go.
Oh, hey, listen, pal. You know, I'm crying crocodile
nice
tears
laughing. Don't give me
for you right now that you have to listen to this. I'm really sorry that your radio only has one dial and only gets one station.
Well, that's a good point. The bottom line is your channel's the only channel that's going to carry another show. And if you guys got off this channel,
Hey, dickhead, I got news for you. On today's...
Hey,
and please don't steal something that we've stolen from someone else. Steal your own stuff. Now, listen to me very carefully. We've made a point on today's show of not talking about that whole issue. We've spent maybe out of 3 hours today, 7 minutes talking about it. And if that's too much for you, then suck me, and I do mean it literally. And I mean,
all right,
suck me in the bad place.
All right, well, go on strike for about 4 years.
Why don't you go on strike for about 4 years?
Okay, I'll see you in four. Now, I was going to hang up. I don't want to get a bunch of crap. Can we end this conversation now?
That is totally up to you, my dickless friend.
You have all the power in the world.
All right.
And you know what I love best about guys like you?
The chuckle?
That nervous, yeah, Buzzy.
That little, I'm an ass.
You're not fooling anybody when you do that.
All right.
I don't know.
I won't do any more A's.
Be as proud of yourself for being an A-hole as you possibly can be.
And good day to you, sir.
And would you please stop?
That's not a listener. That is the classic agenda caller, ladies and gentlemen. He won't listen. There is no more chance of having a reasonable conversation with this guy.
No.
As a matter of fact, he's probably more unstable than the guy that was in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking to you, sir.
There's that
I'm
nervous...
talking about you.
Again, there's that.
You are not right.
Why don't you just hit the eject button?
All right, you have to give me one credit. You didn't have to tell me to turn my radio down.
We didn't have to tell you your radio down, and then we will give you...
I'll give you another credit. That your mom didn't take my advice when I said, please abort the feces. Because I know that 20, 30 years from now, I'm going to get a call from a guy who just doesn't get it.
And now we will give you the last word and your chance to... what do they call it? Rebut?
Go ahead.
Whatever we've said.
You get the last word.
I shall rebut.
There you go.
My favorite game of them all. It never gets old.
Don't you guys know that we always hang up on you when we do
that? Don't say that. Don't give people more help.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, next time we're going to get one. I swear to God, people listen to you. People listen to you and they say...
Then I'll delete them out.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I've still got the dump button. Here's a song somebody sent in. Oh, we got a break. But I'll sing this to you. To the tune of Cats in the Cradle.
Okay.
Bear with me. I suck at singing. You got the song, Rob?
You know, we might, actually.
Cats in the Cradle.
4-9. Disc 4, cut 9.
This is
how about that, huh? We go right to the back of the rack pretty quick.
Okay, disc 4, cut number 9. This is written by...
Harry Chapin.
No, a listener named...
I'm talking about the melody.
Bradman. Or maybe it's Bradman. Bradman. The Bradman. The Bradman. Bart graduated just the other day. Got out of school in the usual way. He had to be an intern on Daddy's show. Thought his dad's job was cake, but now he knows that the management's sucky and the syndication don't pay. And his dad don't like it that way, no. His dad don't like it that way. And Don's on the radio and Mike is too. Rob, Charlie, Lisa, and Buzz with the news. When you drop in syndication, don't know when. But we'll get a lot of weather breaks. Then fans will know we'll do a lot of weather breaks.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very true to the song.
Okay. Dead Ladies. Here we go. Bart
went away for senior week. Frida went along to try to keep the peace. Don stayed at home to earn his pay. Bart made it difficult that Don had stayed. Because Bart wants a tattoo of the Alaphone NFL logo. Don said, wait, think about this, please.
Oh, think about this, please. Sorry.
Because Don's on the radio and Mike is too. Rob, Charlie, Lisa, and Buzz with news. When you drop in syndication, don't know when. We'll have lots of weather breaks then. We'll do lots of weather breaks.
One more verse.
Senior week ended just the other day. Bart and his friends all drift away. Don and Frida watched as the gang was gone. Bart turned and he ran to Don. And he didn't say thank you or I'm home. Happy you're here. He just asked him for the beer. And the Don's on the radio and Mike is too. Rob, Charlie, Lisa and Buzz with news. When you drop in syndication, don't know when. We'll have lots of weather breaks then. We'll do lots of weather breaks.
There it is.
Yeah, very nice.
Oh, lovely.
That's pretty
very
good.
Special.
That's pretty good.
That's the tuning. You don't hear a lot of Harry Chapin anymore.
He didn't say thank you or I'm happy you're here. He just asked, remember the beer, Dad. Please just remember my beer. Anyway, that's effing good.
Thank you for your little poem.
Now, what is the hottest topic out there? I think we covered a lot of them today on the show. The NBA.
Buzz's silk shirt.
Buzz's blouse. No. The stalker in the hallway? No.
No.
The hottest strip trivia tomorrow?
No.
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 Hottest topic is that goddamn Harry Potter.
You mean it's not SARS?
SARS! No, it's goddamn Harry Potter.
Okay.
People are Harry Potter nuts. You know, waiting in line for the book.
Yeah.
Already, it's not coming out for a week. Something like millions of copies pre-sold. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to tell you, once again, we'll be calling the Harry Potter hotline.
Oh, good. Very, very good.
You might want to get the kids away from the radio.
Might be a good idea.
Rather than bring them close. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah, Don?
Doesn't feel like it. It's actually not true, but it says in this copy, summer's finally here. Not for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but either way, you know, pretty soon things are going to be hot. All over. Singular Wireless has summer savings that'll save you a bundle. Call 1-866-SINGULAR.
Right now, Singular's offering a great buy. Buy one, get one free. It's a great deal on the coolest phone available. You buy one Nokia 3560 color phone for just $29.99. Get another Nokia 3560 for free. Both after $50 instant rebates and 2-year service agreements. What could be cooler than that?
I'll tell you, here's a real endorsement. We did this. Got it from my wife and from my absent-minded son, who lost his phone. You can use a Singular phone when you're hiding in the parking lot.
Yay!
Stalking us. 1-866-SINGULAR. Log on to singular.com or visit a Singular wireless store. Remember, that's 1-866-SINGULAR.
Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular store for details.
Great doing business with you.
WKFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I hate reality shows.
A year ago, you said they were the greatest thing that ever happened to us.
I've grown, you haven't.
The Don and Mike Show.
Do you have any idea how much therapy you people need?
Two of God's little brown gems, Don and Mike.
Hey, now listen, I think we're playing strip trivia tomorrow. Joe's going to be calling back some of these couples to see if we're on or not. He's doing it right now, as a matter of fact. While he's doing that, let's take a call 100 at 877-365-3636. All week, Apple is giving us iPods to give away.
Mm. All right.
You're going to love this.
Really.
You know what the iPod is. It's a little...
It's a thing. It's a little...
MP3 pod.
Are there beans in it?
No, it's a little tiny metal thing. It holds 2,000 songs.
Wow.
From Apple, download great music for 99 cents and take your music with you anywhere. The new Super Slim all new iPod.
It allows you to carry an entire music collection in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Call 100 right now. It's very simple. We got a trivia question about something that happened on today's show.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's pretty easy. If you listen to the whole show, you're going to get it. Now, while you're calling, this Harry Potter thing is nuts. We happen to be lucky enough to have the Harry Potter hotline. Now, I know when we called it last year, or 2 years ago, whenever the book came out, we got some kind of sex line. But I've been assured that that's not the case this year.
I'm sure by now they have it fixed.
Okay.
Always exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, young and old alike. Who doesn't go nuts? Everybody's excited about Harry Potter right now.
So here we go. Calling the Harry Potter, Harry Potter hotline.
Hello, and welcome to the Harry Potter Wonderful Book Line.
You see what's funny,
this
buddy?
Is Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And once again, a Harry Potter book is just about to hit the stores. Excitement abounds with young and old. Yes, siree, it's a very exciting time in the land of Harry Potter. Hogwarts is buzzing with the latest offering. Yes, it's going to be a fun
time. You see, this is really Harry Morgan,
who played Colonel Potter. And
well, we've taken the best of both.
That little boy with all of his adventures, chasing snakes.
No wonder if this is a tape or the real guy.
Battling giant spiders and having all sorts of
Hey, Harry.
Times. Yeah. Hello?
Harry.
Yeah. Are you calling about Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix?
Don Geronimo, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, what's happening?
I'm so bored.
Now, let me just...
And every day, every time the goddamn phone rings, I gotta do this whole spiel about Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix when I'd really rather talk about my first love.
Which is...
Gay porn.
Let's set this up for anybody who hasn't heard it before.
Yeah.
You are Harry Morgan.
I'm Harry Morgan, but for these purposes, I'm Harry Potter.
Because you played Colonel Potter on MASH, so if you put the two together, your first name and your fake name, your real...
I'm bored and thirsty. Bored and thirsty. Thirsty for male love.
Oh, dear.
That's right, I'm bored and I need some bottom. Harry Potter needs some bottom. Could I have yours?
No.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Is there a chance you got the whole crew still working for you?
Yeah.
Mike's still there?
Mike's still here. He's
Buzz working real hard.
Buzz is great.
Lisa's still doing her thing?
Yeah.
I heard a rumor Charlie's back with you. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Charlie's marrying Lisa.
Joe Arden's still screening your phone calls?
Yeah, he's high as a kite.
Well, that means one person, doesn't it?
Go ahead.
One person. Is there a chance you could put him on the line for me?
Hey, Robbie?
Please.
Robbie, this is a phone call for you.
I don't... Hello?
Hi. How are you?
Don't need to whisper, Harry.
It's me.
I know who it is.
Did you recognize my voice?
Yeah, I did.
It's Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Harry Potter, but you know who I am. You know who I really am. How have you been?
Very well. You know, there's nothing weird between us, Doc.
How's the wife?
How's your wife?
Not good. Keeping her in line, though. Tied her up last weekend. Put her downstairs. Took the clothesline. Wrapped it around her about a half a dozen times. I said, if you don't shut the hell up, you'll stay down in the basement until Labor Day.
Have you get any... Do you get any money for this Harry Potter stuff?
Yes, I do. They pay me handsomely.
Because you look nothing like the little boy with the wizard hat.
Well, what we deal with is people call the Harry Potter line. I tell them all about the latest book. And then once the kids stop calling, I'm able to turn the line into my own private domain. And I'm able to use it for my own purposes. And that's when the line becomes a lot less boring, if you know what I mean.
Well, maybe when we call it later this week, we'll get some of that.
I'd say by the end of the week, the line should be up and running the way you remember it. Right now, I gotta talk about the GD book.
Okay,
the boy still on the line?
Yeah, he's here. Hi, Harry.
Hi.
So, do you want to like...
Still like going to the Outback Steakhouse for the Bloomin' Onion, if you know what I mean?
You can go out and get a bite to eat, but I know you're very busy.
I'm not busy enough that I can't take a plane to Washington to see you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good.
Are you still wearing those big, baggy Hawaiian shirts I like so much?
Yes, I am.
You still have your crew cut?
I do.
Tell me about your crew cut, will you please? Just give me a moment.
I hate this.
Tell me about your crew cut. Okay?
Larry, just listen, just tell us when you're completed.
Tell me about the crew cut. Right away.
All right, it's very short on the sides, it's flat on top.
You know, there's some type of interference you're getting on the phone now.
I'm hearing some static. Are you getting this, Harry?
Yeah, I am. Go ahead. And, you're talking about your crew cut.
I use a little bit of crew cut in it to make it stand up, and then...
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, and Harry?
You know what you need in there? It's the same thing that fella used in Oh, Brother, Where Art You? You need some pomade.
I hear. I was sorry
to... I got a whole case of pomade. I'll give it to you for free.
Harry, we...
Huh?
Harry, I was sorry to hear about Hume.
Yeah. You're talking about my buddy Hume Cronin.
Yeah.
They all say I'm next.
Well, now, how would...
Yes.
How would
Bob Hope's gonna die before me.
How would the boy wizard know anything about Hume Cronin dying
today?
Sorry,
I'll get right back to it. I'm Harry Potter, and in the Order of the Phoenix, you're gonna join me for more of my exciting adventures.
Hey, Harry, hold on.
Should be lots of fun.
Stay on the line. Let me get a caller 100.
Thank you for calling the Harry Potter Hotline.
Stay on the line.
All right.
I'm gonna do a contest there.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how are you guys?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hey, it's Harry Morgan.
Good to hear from you.
Harry Potter.
Please call me Harry Potter.
Wait, what's your name, my friend?
My name is John.
Johnny, where are you from?
Vegas.
Have you been listening to the whole show?
Yes, indeedy.
Very easy question.
Sim City.
Mike O'Mara used to be known as the Golden Boy. What is his new nickname?
He is now the Lead Boy.
Wrong! You didn't close. Get it right. You're close, but no cigar.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Jim.
Jim, Mike used to be known as the Golden Boy. What's his new nickname?
Have you been listening to the whole show? I think not. Mm-hmm. I ever tell you what I did with a cigar one time?
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this? Hello?
Don't smoke it.
Hey, are you there?
Yeah, this is Heather.
Yes, Heather. What is Mike's new nickname?
I forgot.
Honey.
Oh, my God.
It's the way it's always been for Mike on the show. Totally ignored. People
hello.
Not paying attention. Well, sometimes you got to make it worth your while.
Don and Mike,
he's
hello.
He's a person, too.
Hi, what's Mike's new nickname?
The Lead Man.
Lead Man.
Lead Man winner, and what is your name?
Jason.
Jason, where are you from?
Alexandria.
Beautiful. Well, here on good old WJFK FM at 6:13, you've won the iPod from Apple,
awesome.
And we thank you.
What do I get?
Thank you.
What do you get?
What do I get besides my man love?
You got to talk to Rob.
I did, thank you. Buzz a little.
You got to have cottage cheese time today.
I did.
You had some buttermilk today.
I'll have to pay for another cushion.
Sorry. Okay, Harry. Gotta let you go.
La, 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 la.
We'll talk to you plenty this week.
Hey, thanks.
Okay, there he is, everybody.
Bye.
Boy Wizard Harry Potter.
So long.
Bye, Harry.
Want me to hang up?
No, maybe. Let's not play the hang up game.
I don't want to.
Okay.
The world owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
I love your show.
Found a way to bring good news to his people.
He made it up.
He made it up.
I have to go. I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay, Bob.
Bye.
Bye, Harry.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comment?
Today, actor Nick.
Come on.
Hi, Harry.
Buzz!
Yeah.
What is it, Buzz?
Today's lead story, Harry. Actor Nick Nolte under investigation because of a TV show.
Oh, don't worry about that, faggot.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
You want to talk.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
You just rubbed one out to Rob's head.
I know. I'm having fun.
That was all very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting with a secret stash of ass gas. Don and Mike.
Yeah. Oh, let me say, strip trivia looks good for tomorrow.
Yay.
Right. Although, as always, there's room for more. Oh!
Now get me, Fabian!
I didn't mention this, but this is a black song.
Yeah.
Hey, but Tim, it's a white guy.
Tell him if Sabian's not here in 20 minutes, you die.
Our number is 877-365-3636. You want to come down tomorrow. Couples invited to play. Strip trivia. $1,000 first prize. $500 second prize. iPod third prize. We're only doing this three times a year now.
That's right.
So it's a big deal.
I don't want to talk to anyone else but Steve.
So call right now. We got enough couples that we know we're going to play tomorrow, but we got room for more. Time now for Buzz's news and comments, brought to you by Viramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor.
It is doctor developed, clinically tested. Viramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Viramax. 1-888 try VMAX.
This is Fabian here.
That's for you, Tim. You know what, Tim? I'll tell you something we dig about you.
Yeah, we were talking about this on the phone today.
A program director in Philadelphia.
Right.
We're pretty sure he hates us.
But he lets us know it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm serious, Tim. No matter what happens with the ratings tomorrow and the ratings over the next 6 months, we dig that about you.
Honesty.
To be honest, we do.
I mean, it's refreshing.
It's nice to hear. You know, we can take bad news.
Absolutely.
That guy doesn't dig us. He doesn't think we're a good fit on a stage.
He doesn't dig us. He lets us know he doesn't dig us.
Mm-hmm. But,
like the balls.
We got the ratings coming out tomorrow in Philadelphia, the monthly ratings. We'll see.
We still hope we can change his mind.
Yeah.
You've got 4 minutes to get Sabian here, or you'll find out just how serious I really am.
But anyway, we dig that about you, Tim. And we also dig the fact that you haven't flipped out because we're playing those tapes.
Right. Thank you.
He asked for Sabian.
Right, who doesn't?
Right.
Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Nick Nolte is under investigation to see whether he violated his drunk driving probation.
I really think I'm going to vomit.
By drinking again.
Jeez, I got to have a cocktail. You don't understand.
Is this that thing with that cheese-ass show, American Justice?
Celebrity Justice, yes.
Yeah,
exactly it.
Right.
And if this charge is true, he's going to jail.
I can't go to jail. There's no alcohol in there. Now, how can I get my cigarettes without being raped?
Nolte, who was dragged back into court for this, says he has not been drinking. Quoting him, nothing, nothing. The judge made note of the fact that the reports are good from Nolte's sobriety program.
I swear to God, Your Honor, I haven't had a drip drop.
What are you?
To me, huh?
What are you?
I'm a teacher.
So why is he under investigation? Because the TV show Celebrity Justice got an anonymous tip.
If I go to jail, I'll have to melt down my underarm deodorant and drink it. That's the only way to catch a bus.
The tipster said Nolte was seen buying alcohol in San Francisco, drinking it, and driving away.
That's right. Nothing like having a big shot of booze and then driving your car.
You know, this is really, 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 no one will get this. Is the guy's name Peter Strauss?
Who's the guy? Peter Strauss was the guy in Rich Man and Poor Man.
That's the guy, for those of you back in the day who remember that.
He was the pretty boy that played opposite me. I was the bad guy.
Peter Strauss was supposed to be the star. That was supposed to be the boy yo-yoing, the trampoline that would send Richard.
It was supposed to be Peter Strauss over the top. He's supposed to be a good star.
Right.
And he did nothing but suck. Meanwhile, Nick Nolte.
I was everybody's favorite pretty boy. People liked the bad boy image, and I cultivated
it. You had North Dallas 40, then you had the movie where you were the masseuse for Bette Midler.
Yeah, that's right, B.A. Man, oh man, North Dallas 40 fan. Now I'm a teacher.
Yeah, that movie too.
Nolte was pulled over for weaving in December and did not fight the charge. He was under the influence of the date rape drug known as GHB.
Oh, and blue chips. Hey, Robbie, where's that I quit thing?
I didn't think I'd ever be able to say this.
Yeah? What is it, Nick?
What?
I quit.
Yeah.
You know, I really didn't think there'd be a chance to serve.
And also, there's Nick Nolte's sweatiest movie, Cannery Row.
Yeah, best coaching job I ever did.
Yep.
That wasn't tonight. It was last season, you know, when we were 14 and 15. We had a losing season.
Losing season?
But those kids, they gave me their heart.
Yeah.
They gave me everything they had.
Tell them they played
up to the maximum of their ability.
They did.
Our listeners listen.
Everything. You know, it wasn't good enough.
It wasn't good enough.
Wasn't good enough for me.
For me.
For you.
For the network.
For anybody.
For anybody.
Why not?
Yep.
That's pathetic.
That is pathetic.
It's really pathetic.
I mean, I swear to God,
that's really pathetic.
I've become what I despise.
I've become what I despise.
I've become what I despise. I'm going to quit in a minute.
I'm a network whore.
G.H.
cheated myself.
I did.
I cheated myself.
I look like a clown in that mugshot.
I cheated basketball.
Okay, I cheated radio, network radio.
Who sold me that Hawaiian shirt?
There's two words I didn't think could ever come out of my mouth.
I swear to God.
I didn't think I'd ever be able to say it.
And I'm going to say it now to Westwood One.
I didn't think I could.
Two words I never thought I'd say to Westwood One, I'm going to say right now.
Mark this. Historic day.
I didn't think you'd say those two words either.
Sorry, I had to delete.
There you go, Don.
I said two other words.
Get it out of your system. It's better when you get it out of your system than have a drink and hop in the car.
Hey, listen, let's go down and get some Right Guard and get high.
Yeah, let's melt it down. Come on.
Mel Gibson is still working on a very odd movie and in the process denying he's anti-Semitic and anti-Catholic.
Hey, Rob!
All right, my man!
Catholics and Jews got concerned about the movie after they read an interview with Gibson's extremely religious father. In that interview, Dad made some rash statements.
I thought Mel Gibson's like a turbo Catholic.
Yeah, well, he actually is. Perhaps not as much as his father, but he's a religious man in his own right.
Isn't he Catholic in as far as he has something like 8 or 9 kids because the whole Catholic no birth control thing?
And he's part of a very right-wing Catholic faction, the way I understand it.
Well, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops understands it that way, too, and they condemned the movie and then later had to apologize for condemning a movie the bishops had not seen.
His dad is a cool guy.
Yeah.
You know his dad, Charles.
Charles Gibson. Love him on TV. Gibson says the movie The Passion about Jesus will inspire Christians and Jews, even though the dialogue will be in Latin and Aramaic with no English subtitles.
I just would love to see his baby sister make a comeback.
Who's that?
Debbie.
Oh, don't forget his big sister.
Who?
Lisa.
Oh, yeah.
That's Gibbons.
Oh, sorry.
And then you get into that whole Yule thing.
Mills. Mel
Brenner?
Oh. Oh, Yule.
Ever eat a pine tree?
Okay.
Yule Gibbons.
Wow. I know, I get it. Okay.
Mel says, quote, anti-Semitism is not only contrary to my personal beliefs, it's contrary to the core message of my movie.
Sorry, I couldn't
hear you, Buzz. Are you saying?
He says it's not only a contrary anti-Semitism. Not only contrary to his personal beliefs, but contrary to the core message of his movie.
Now, contrary or contrary? Make up your mind on that.
You can say
one.
Either one.
Okay.
I say both. Try to keep everybody happy.
I couldn't. Okay.
And then came Maud. B. Arthur has gone to work for PETA, but she won't be doing one of those I'd rather go naked than wear fur ads. The former Golden Girl actress is joining the animal rights group in its criticism of the animal research at a medical school in Davenport, Iowa. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals says the school mutilates cats in its chiropractic research.
You want to know whether B. Arthur wears fur or not, just go to the beach one weekend.
PETA's been urging people to call Palmer University and complain. Dozens of the school's employees got pre-recorded telephone messages from B. Arthur last Thursday.
Hello. This is Beatrice Arthur. Say, what's the difference between me, Beatrice Arthur, and an old shoe?
I don't know, B. What is the difference?
You could eat an old shoe if you had to. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Beatrice. They had pictures of B. Arthur last week in one of the tabloids. She was at some get-together of some sort.
Right.
She has so many busted blood vessels in her face.
Oh, really?
It's like a red, delicious apple.
Oh, wow.
It is horrifying, but best wishes.
My genitals crackle. Long, luscious, gray hair. My private area looks like Sean Connery's beard.
And while PETA befriends B. Arthur, it may turn against Madonna. And PETA can make life miserable for celebrities who are not animal-friendly. Madonna's doing a benefit for an animal preserve and kids camp in Malibu, but PETA says it's not an animal sanctuary. It's an exotic animal rental business with a troubling history.
PETA, poon gang in total anarchy. And now my song. Let me put my husband on the phone.
Hello, Vaughn. How are you?
Hello, you pup.
That's great, Vaughn. I love the work you're doing for PETA. Fantastic job, Vaughn. But you wear fur. I've seen your back. You've got the hairiest back in show business, Vaughn.
And what about my front?
Your front hair's hairy, too. How about those long, coarse hairs right around your areolas? That's right, boy.
What about that unibrow that goes from my belly button down to my knees?
I find that sexy. Right on, boy. And leave those cats alone.
She's got the Harry Potter. The guy who was the first Joe millionaire is still making money by revealing behind-the-scenes stuff.
Joe.
Evan Marriott is now on the talk show circuit in Canada, and he's been saying the show's producers urged him to pick Zora. He says he wasn't really attracted to any of the women.
Where did you hear that first?
Right here, yeah, as a matter of fact, but there's more.
Hold on, Buzz.
Yes?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I've got a Gibson for you.
Now listen, you want to say...
Former L.A. Dodger, the dude with the gimp leg, Kirk Gibson.
Listen, here's the deal, my friend. You can't be a late arrival to the name game party.
No, because you have plenty of time to think.
I apologize, Sir Don.
No need to apologize. It just, if you really want to play the name game sometime, call up. But don't be one of these Monday morning quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, you could start it all again. Then I could go Bob.
Bob Hayes.
Hey, baby. Well, I was doing Bob show, Gibson. Babe.
Let's see. Agenda.
What? Pardon me?
Love your show, babe.
Okay.
Come on now.
But if anyone else has any Gibsons, please meet Don and Mike in the parking lot after the show.
Now, hello. That was the one, and that was a brilliant way to work that in there.
What? Hello? Hello?
Yo, hey, Don.
And
yo.
What is, and just how are you? For the drinkers in the audience, Rob, how do you make a Gibson?
A Gibson is...
I know my brother-in-law drinks them. It's vodka.
It's a martini with... Onions instead of olives.
Onions instead of olives.
Because the Gibson sisters didn't like olives, Mike.
My brother-in-law drinks those like crazy.
Loves the onions instead of the olives.
Hello? Are you there?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
Okay.
Hey, what's her name? The late to the party on B. Arthur, but there was a real funny the roast, and B. Arthur was on a dais, and one of the comedians said, they're roasting some chick, I wouldn't F you with B. Arthur's D.
No, that's wrong. That's Penny Marshall. They were roasting Rob Reiner.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the comedian that said that said, I wouldn't do you with Penny Marshall's D.
You're wrong again.
What's that?
You're wrong again.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
And I know it's been a long time since we've done this, but hold on. I got a message for you.
Oh, wow.
That was a real one. Right out of my ass, right in your mouth.
Blast in the back.
What do you think of that, huh?
Nice.
Take that Westwood one.
Evan Marriott says he wasn't really...
That's a binding agreement.
Evan Marriott says he wasn't really attracted to any of the women on the show. Instead, he says he was hot for a woman on the production crew, and he's saying unflattering things about Zora, with whom he spent a couple of days after the show, quoting him...
You know what my pants are saying right now?
And the Lord said, let there be crap.
That's a blow to your button. I'm sorry, Buzz. What did Joe Millionaire say?
Quoting him, she had 5 necklaces, a hope ring, $500,000, and she still showed me no affection. I was like, help her brother out. Marriott says he didn't go to Sarah's Playboy party because, quote, I'm doing all this for the money.
Oh, well, good for him. We thought he was a decent guy.
Yeah, he was down to earth. Hey, you know what? He's telling it like it is.
Sure is. Hello, we got a correction here that's absolutely correct. Hello, Kevin.
Yes, Don.
Go ahead. You're right, and we are wrong.
Your drink is a gimlet, not a Gibson.
That's what my brother-in-law likes, is a gimlet.
Yeah, no, a gimlet is a different drink, sir. A Gibson martini is a martini with an onion in it.
So is a gimlet. A gimlet...
Hold on, a gimlet has lime juice. You're right.
It's a giblet.
Hold on, what, Lisa?
Gimlet and Gibson. A gimlet is like a vodka gimlet, is vodka and lime juice.
Yeah, a gimlet is a like almost like a kamikaze.
Right.
Yeah, and your Gibson is a Gibson martini.
Right, so suck it.
So
suck me.
Suck me.
Sorry, I thought you were right. I don't know. Maybe I got to call my brother-in-law, see which one he likes, for goodness sakes.
Gibson martini. It's an onion.
That might be it.
Okay.
We got a break?
Mm-hmm.
Show's running great today, isn't it?
Perfect. It is.
I mean, we've done a pretty good job considering all the crap
fun.
Yeah.
Even when it's all over the place like this, it's fine.
Addressing topics that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any answers about strip trivia? I guess we'll find out when we get back from the break.
Right.
Okay. And are we still taking anybody for strip trivia?
Our lines are open, Mike. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mess. It's 6:39.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Can bend me, shape me any way you want me.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. What are they going to be funny for?
I don't know. What is this?
Bob Welch.
That's old.
Well, that's why I love MP3s.
Cover, right?
Yeah. American breed. You ever heard this, Buzz? Oh, Buzz?
Not this version, no.
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 I haven't either.
I hadn't either.
That's why I was looking at you quizzically.
I love Bob Welch.
Yeah.
Probably a big fag with Fleetwood Mac. But I like all of his solo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Carlos Broyhill, downloaded this for me.
Very good.
You gotta be an old fart like me to know that. Broyhill never even knew that there was an original.
By the American breed.
Bend Me, Shape Me,
yeah, right.
Right. And Buzz, that group later became?
I don't know.
Rufus.
Really?
When I'll take the original on that song.
When they added Chaka Khan.
I'm not a good reader.
Okay. There's Charlie.
But the American breed was so white.
Rob, look at a picture of them.
Really?
Where are they now?
Branson.
That's where everybody goes.
They're at home watching their big TVs.
I am waiting for an answer from somebody in the back room.
Oh, you are one sick slut.
Doesn't have to be her. It could be anybody. About strip trivia.
Yes.
For tomorrow. Oh, and perhaps this is a call. Hello?
Did you call?
I just
heard my tape.
Yeah, no, I was just wondering, you guys, are you still calling for strip trivia?
Yeah, I am one sick slut.
Oh, well, here, let me play it.
Oh, you are one sick slut.
Damn
right. Listen, hey, how many days until the wedding?
I'm 12.
Wow.
All right, how you guys doing? How you handling it?
I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you something funny. I was online Friday night, and I got an instant message from Tony Vizzi,
right? Mm-hmm.
Morgan over at Z104.
Mm-hmm. He's emailing everybody like crazy. He misses this place.
Yeah. Poor guy. Yeah. I mean, he talks like once an hour. He has to play this awful, awful, depressing, like 10,000 Maniacs music. And so he says, hey, what are you doing? I said, I'm in the middle of something, blah, blah, blah. Then he writes back, are you going to the wedding? And I wrote, going to it. I'm going to be in it. And he wrote back, is it still on?
Wow.
I think it was a joke. I wrote him back. As far as I know, it's on, right?
No, that's only what we're telling everybody right now.
If the jokes stay that funny, he's going to be talking twice an hour before you know it.
Listen, how we do it,
Rob?
How we do it with people for strip trivia?
Same as I told you before, we're looking pretty solid. We've got five contestants.
Now, when we're calling them back, are we really telling them, like, you know, if you say you're going to show up, you got to show up?
Yeah, and I'm going to lynch you if not. And yeah.
Okay. Very good.
I know that yeah.
Okay.
I know the dealio.
Okay.
Oh, you are one sick slut.
Sick slut out.
Thank you. Bye. Pussy whipped out.
Click.
Oh, God, it looks like a little strip trivia action tomorrow.
Ooh, something to look forward to.
We're going
to
do our best to get these pictures on the web as well.
Very good.
Pictures of the people, and if they want a lot of their faces, then just their bodies, so you'll be able to finally follow along.
And lots of money for your khaki pants.
Buzz, I'm sorry. We've gypped you out of all your time
here. It's fine. No, in sports, Anna Kournikova has been pulled out of Wimbledon because of a back injury.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, she's on her back all the time, Mike.
Yes, she is.
Wimbledon, the old high hard one.
A Wimbledon semifinalist in 1997. Kournikova has won only one of 10 matches this year on the WTA Tour. She's now ranked number 77 in the world.
Boy, is she good with the balls, though.
She is.
Finally, a man in Santa Cruz, California, has won his lawsuit against American Airlines. He did this after one of American's planes dropped two chunks of toilet waste onto the skylight of his boat. Blue ice, as it's known in the business. Ray Erickson went to the trouble to track down that plane, Flight 1590, and took American to small claims court.
Oh, George.
The judge ordered the airline to pay Ray over $3,200, which is nearly every penny he wanted to cover damage and expenses.
Why'd you pull the Rudy tape?
I don't know. No.
A spokesman for because he was in the Coast Guard.
I made the rounds of my charge accounts.
A spokesman for the FAA says he's never heard of a successful lawsuit like this one before. Quoting him, I'll be darned. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Good quote.
No, he's not retarded.
I'll be darned.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No, not tonight.
That's it. We gotta go.
No.
Mike, we have
more statements to make to the press.
I understand that.
Okay. So that's it. We got to go. We'll see y'all tomorrow for a brand new episode. Hopefully, Strip Trivia.
Yeah.
We'll have another show planned and, you know, show up.
Absolutely.
What are you doing over there?
What do you mean?
I thought you were doing something with your pants.
I might have been pulling them
constantly. Hey, all right, good. Come on, Blouse. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good
day to you, sir.
How'd you, homo? Good day to you, sir. Rusty.
I'll be darned.
Thank God you're here.
Thank you.
You're the only straight guy in this room. All right, we'll see y'all tomorrow.
Suck.
Oh. Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.